aging parent who needs extra help at home? Do you have concerns about your family member driving, remembering to take medications, or eating a healthy meal? Hi, my name is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Our compassionate caregivers work in clients' homes and can help with light housekeeping, meal planning, med reminders, hygiene assistance, and much more. All staff is background checked, bonded, and insured. To make a difference in your loved one's life, call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or online at readinghomehelpers.com. When family can't do it all, your Home Helpers family can.
Dignity Health presents the 10th annual Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style, June 25th at the historic Cascade Theater. For 10 years, community leaders have danced to support survivors of domestic and sexual abuse and their children. One Safe Place invites you to join the cast of 2016 as they compete for the coveted Champions Trophy. Get your tickets for the show and vote for your favorite dancer at ospshasta.org or call 244-0118. Sponsored by Record Searchlight, O2 Employment Services, and Simpson University.
Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
Dana Show.
This is a crushing, crushing decision. It's a terrible day for Britain and a terrible day for Europe with, immense consequences.
Oh, my heavens. The weeping and the gnashing of the teeth is insane right now because of all of I can't believe what happened last night. It was amazing what happened last night. I think we need some celebration music. I think that's what we need. I couldn't believe it because I knew that the polling for Brexit, and if you don't know what Brexit is, it's short for Britain exit, British exit, because Britain was voting on whether or not it wanted to stay in the European Union. And I don't want you to think that this is something that has to do with, a different country. It's so far off. It's not going to have any effect on the United States because, in fact, yeah, well, get it going, man. It's going to have huge implications for the United States. This is going to have huge implications for November. The Brits just got themselves an Independence Day. What? I'm so excited. Kane, I want to have a party. I could talk in a British accent all day to celebrate the wonderful news of Brexit with all of my British friends. I'm so excited. Happy Independence Day, Brits. Good for you. You voted for sovereignty. Woo! It's a good day. It is a good day. It's a good day, Kane, right?
It's a good day.
It's a good day. Woo! It's a good day. Oh, my gosh. I can't even believe what we saw last night. Huge. Huge. I mean, they voted. I mean, that's their 4th of July. That's like their 4th of July. I mean, no offense to our British friends, but, the United States, sorry, Britain, I mean, your Brexit was good and all, but the United States had the slammingest Brexit of all time. Oh, my gosh. Huge. They are leaving. They're taking the UK out of the EU. And this is, oh, my goodness, this is why I'm so excited about this. This song is so perfect today. I can't even believe. I'm just still trying to get over the fact that this happened. I honestly thought it was going to be either incredibly close or that the stay people were going to win. I really did. They fought. The Brexit folks fought so hard for this. They don't want to be ruled by some unelected foreign board of the EU. They don't want to be ruled by the European Union. And the European Union, by the way, and we're going to get into all of this. First off, when you look at economic policy, when you look at immigration policy, when they were just opening the doors and allowing everybody and their brother to come in entirely unvetted. We've been talking about this, just how they had all of the unvetted Syrian refugees, and you saw crime increase. A lot of people are saying it was really Angela Merkel that really single-handedly did all of this, but we're going to get into all of that. It is a good day. Good afternoon to you. I'm Dana Lash, and today we made it to McAllen, Texas, and I'm super excited about that. We're broadcasting live from KURV News Talk 710, and they are a sight for sore eyes down here because we were delayed last night in New York by hours. And then we had our luggage lost, and we'd made it down here, though. We made it to McAllen, and the palm trees are plentiful. The pulled pork is amazing. And Sergio and the whole gang, Roxanne and everybody, have been so fantastic down here, and we can't thank them enough for their hospitality because it was a rough night for a couple of reasons, and we're going to talk about the other one. But it was a bittersweet night because you had this huge Brexit victory. Now, here's a number of things. We're going to talk to Stephen Yates at the bottom of the hour, or coming up later on in the program about this. Bottom of the hour, Kane? I'm jet lagged. Bottom of the hour?
Yes, yeah. Ma'am.
Yes, sir. All right, that's it. He's going to be joining us at that point. But here's why this is so huge. First off, the EU, they needed Britain really to make it work. Because now that Britain is leaving the European Union, and remember, people who are in Britain, just like here, you know, in the United States, when you want to change something about your government, you want to take action, you want to be able to affect it locally. You want to be able to know that your vote is going to mean something. You want to be able to select the people who represent you. And, you know, Britain has a parliamentary system, but it had become even more difficult for the British people to make that happen, particularly after Britain joined the European Union. Because now with the European Union, you have all of these unelected bureaucrats who aren't even British, and they are making decisions that affect everyday lives of British people. And so this, because of that, and because they saw what's been happening with their borders, because they saw what's been happening with currency, because they saw how Germany was handling everything. I mean, it was a huge referendum, and they decided to take control. Margaret Thatcher is smiling right now. She's looking down and she is smiling. I don't know how else to put it, because this was a huge victory. So Dave Cameron stepped down after this, and it won by what? I think it ended up winning by what? They were like 600, wasn't it something like 600,000? How many hundreds of thousands of votes? Was it ahead? I mean, I was up pretty late and I was trying to find it. I mean, it was still only several percentage points. And it was enough of a victory. It was enough of a victory that it wasn't going to be questioned. It was enough of a victory that they weren't going to question it. So that's huge. It's going to be difficult. I said this last night. I said, look, you know, this was a hard won victory, and it's not going to be a painless path. But sovereignty is always worth the struggle. And one of the things that we saw from the Brexit, and I want you to just kind of keep in the back of your mind right now, our November elections, what we saw with Brexit was that the rural, working class, the middle class, these individuals overwhelmingly went to leave the European Union. The people who voted to stay in the European Union were the well-to-do. They were the wealthy. They lived in the super hoity-toity areas in London, particularly London, Liverpool, Scotland. They all voted to stay. But they decided they wanted sovereignty. And there are – it's going to be tough for a little bit because now the pound dropped to its lowest level since 1985. That's to be expected. And I know that the news media is going to be out there trying to inflame the volatility and have you focus on the volatility, and they're going to make you afraid of, oh my gosh, how is that ripple effect going to affect the United States and our economy? Well, of course it's going to be a little bumpy. It's going to be a little volatile right after they just left the European Union. They voted to leave it. But here's the thing. Britain doesn't need the European Union. The European Union needs Britain. That's indisputable. Britain was strong before the European Union, and you know what? They're going to be strong after the European Union. That's how that's going to work. We're going to get into all of that and so much more. In the meantime, let's kick it into some Quick Five.
It's a quarter after the hour and time for Dana's Quick Five.
We have so much stuff to get into today. So here's your first. This is not a good headline. This comes from ABC News. Last night, Hawaii Governor David Ige signed a bill that made Hawaii the very first state to enter gun owners into an FBI database that will automatically notify police if a Hawaii resident is arrested anywhere else in the country. Ige said in a statement that on Thursday,
We now go live to Reading Quilt 45's Baseball with Kyle DeFore and Matty Novelli.
We're at Tiger Field on KCNR 1460, bringing you Colt 45's baseball here on the radio. Tonight, game one of the three-game series against the Solano Mudcats. Solano visiting your hometown 45s here. Will Moore out of Taft, California, getting the start tonight for the Reading Colt 45s. Your Colt 45's pregame is brought to you here by Turtle Bay. Turtle Bay rocking this summer with two incredible exhibitions, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll, and Nigel Skeet's Homeless Rock Stars. Visit turtlebay.org for park hours and information. Turtle Bay Exploration Park, isn't it wonderful? So our thanks to Turtle Bay for sponsoring Colt 45's baseball here on the radio. Your defense for your hometown 45s look like this on the infield. At first base is Jared Bertotti. Second base, Noah Ferguson. Shortstop is Mickey Meinhofer. He'll also lead off tonight. Over at third base, Austin LeBou out of Cottonwood, California. Your outfield from left to right, Max Modeste, Ryan Williams, and Hunter Heath. The DH tonight is Sean Sutton hitting in the five hole. And in the squat tonight, catching for Will Moore is Ignacio Diaz out of UC Davis. We're ready for the first pitch here at 7:16, leading off for the visiting Solano Mudcats, second baseman Nolan Burr, batting left-handed here against the righty Will Moore. LeBou even with the bag at third. Bertotti also even with the bag at first. First pitch is down low, 7:16, 1-0. Tonight's game brought to you by Reading Kia. Kia's Drive of the Week, the 2016 Kia Sorento. Test drive one today at Reading Kia. That's a line drive right at second base on the second pitch of the inning, and a 1-0 pitch is lined right at Ferguson. One down, score that a line out to number four if you're scoring at home.
Center fielder, number 21, Marcus Wise.
That'll bring up Marcus Wise, the center fielder. Batting second here. Right-hander number 21. First pitch in there for a strike by Will Moore. 0-1 here. That ball's fouled off. A quick 0-2 here. Absolutely beautiful day for baseball here at Tiger Field. Come down and join us. Just $5 a ticket. We're in the top of the first of a scoreless tie here. Game one of a three-game series. Solano visiting tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. Start time 7:15 tonight and tomorrow 6 o'clock. For the getaway game on Sunday, here's the 0-2 from Moore. Ball very high, 1-2. You can get the full schedule on ReadingColt45s.com. This is game 18 out of 45 on the season. Moore is ready now. Here's the 1-2. That's a ground ball to the right side. Diving, and Bertotti has a glance off his glove. That's going to be an infield hit here. So the first base runner reaches. That's a single for Wise. Bertotti went down to two knees, diving to his right. Ball glanced off the heel of his glove. And back towards second base, Ferguson had no play. Batting third here is going to be Michael Driscoll. Left-handed batter playing right field tonight, hitting in the three hole for Solano. Some more now in the stretch. Runner being held on at first by Bertotti. Comes set, runner goes. Diaz fires down to second. He is safe. So a stolen base there for Marcus Wise, and they've got a runner in scoring position here with one down. Going on the first pitch there is a one hopper down to second. Diaz not able to get everything behind that one. And Wise down to second. Here's the 1-0 to Driscoll. That ball outside, 2-0 here. Shadows creeping across the infield. every seat in the shade here at Tiger Field for first pitch at 7:15, so don't let any heat dissuade you from coming down and enjoying college summer league baseball. 2-0 from Moore. That ball is grounded to second base to Ferguson, and it kicks up off his glove, a tough hop there, and he'll have no play. So runner reaches at first. That's Driscoll. Wise moves over to third. First and third with one down here. That'll bring up Jaden Lane. He's the cleanup hitter batting. With runners on first and third here, one down. He's the first baseman for Solano. First pitch is foul back to the screen, 0-1 here. LeBoux even with the bag at third. Runner being held on at first. Here's the 0-1 to Lane. That ball was chopped back to the screen. A quick 0-2 here for Will Moore. O-2 count here. Will Moore out of Taft, California, trying to roll a double play ball, get out of the inning here. Ferguson shading toward the bag. Breaking ball, doesn't break. 1-2 here. One ball and two strikes now. Moore gets the sign from his catcher, Diaz. Now comes set, checks the runner at third. Here's the 1-2 to Lane. Very high as he backs away from the plate there. 2-2 now. Two balls, two strikes now here. We're in the top of the first. Runners on the corners here with one down for the visiting Solano Mudcats. Will Moore on the mound for your hometown 45s. Here's the 2-2. Breaking ball down below the zone now. 3-2. So he's worked it back from 1-2. To force a full count, on deck is the catcher, Acosta. Moore comes set. Now he's ready. Kicks and fires. Here's the full count pitch, and it's a little bit high. Check swing there. He did not go around. So a one-out walk, and the bases are now loaded for the catcher, Ian Acosta.
Now ready. Catcher number 10, Ian Acosta.
So the first hitter lined out, and they've gone single error walk to load the bases here. Corner still playing in for the 45s, trying to cut down that runner at home. Middle infielder still at double play depth. Ian Acosta in there for the visiting Solano Mudcats here in the top of the first. That one's in there for a strike at the knees, 0-1. Here's the 0-1 from Moore. That ball is lined into right center field, into the gap. That's going to roll for a while. At least two are going to score, runner rounding second headed to third. Williams scoops it up out there. It's going to be a two-run double for Acosta. 2-0 Solano here in the top of the first. A nice piece of hitting inside, outing that one into right center by Ian Acosta. That's a two RBI double. Lane over to third, scoring are Driscoll and Wise.
DH number 15, Elijah.
Still one down here in the top of the first. First pitch is a strike there to Elijah Ontiveros. Ontiveros out of UC Davis. 1 pitch is in there for a strike right at the bottom of the zone. Nice job there by Moore. 0-2 now. Honoveros College teammate of Colt 45's catcher Ignacio Diaz. So two UC Davis Aggies on either sides of the team here. That's a line drive out into center field. Sinking fast. It's going to bounce in front of Williams. One run is going to score. Everybody's going to move up 90 feet. It's 3-0 Solano as there's now runners at the corners. Single and an RBI for the DH, Honoveros. And Acosta moves over to third as Lane scores. 3-0 Solano here in the top of the first. Cody Marshall now, the left fielder, will be the seventh man to bat here in the top of the first. Runner being held on at first by Bertotti. Moore comes set. Checks the runner. Now he fires that ball a little bit inside. And Diaz wants to go out and have a talk. Moore one ground ball away from getting out of this. If he can roll a double play. 45s have been quite proficient at that so far this year. Strong infield defense for the most part here. Forty-five turned two double plays last night, including to end the game in the ninth. Runner goes from first. That ball is down to the dirt. Diaz has no play as it skips away. Man at third, Acosta stays put, but Honoveros moves up to second. So that'll take away the force. Runners on second and third now with one down. Marshall hitting in the shadows, more in the sunlight, so a slight advantage for the pitchers. You're going like to shadow. Here's the 2-0. That's a line drive up the middle, and that's a base hit. Scoring and now holding at third is the runner. Now they've got the man caught between first and second. He is out at second base. Nicely done there by Jared Bertotti. As Bertotti, with a heads-up play, cutting that one off right near the pitcher's mound and cut down the runner, getting greedy, headed for second. Scored that a single and an RBI for Honoveros. For Marshall. Acosta scores Honoveros over to third. Marshall cut down by Bertotti. So two down now here. Scored that 8-6-4 on the putout. First pitch here to Maxwell Bradley. The shortstop is down below the zone 1-0. Four runs home here for Solano in the top of the first. Here's the 1-0 from Moore. That one very high, 2-0. Man on third with two down. Two balls, no strikes. Now kicks and fires that ball in there. Taken all the way. It's 2-1. We're in the top of the first here. That ball's fouled out of play. Now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs in the top of the first here. Will Moore trying to limit the damage here. Solano Mudcats jumping out to a four-run lead here in the early going. Here's the 2-2. Breaking ball in there for a strike. Called strike three. He got him. That'll end the inning. We head to the bottom of the first. 4-0 Solano. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Are you ready to rock this summer? You can learn to be a rock star at Turtle Bay in our summer exhibition, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll. Starting May 4th, guests can explore the foundations of rock, hear live concerts, and even try their hand at playing instruments. Interactive, entertaining, and educational for all ages, Rock You is an experience you won't want to miss. Rock You is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank and designed by Stage 9 Exhibit Designs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Bottom of the first here from Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore bringing you KCNR 1460's presentation of Colt 45's baseball. In the bottom half of the first here, leading off for your Redding Colt 45 is going to be shortstop Mickey Meinhofer. He'll be followed by second baseman Noah Ferguson and right fielder Hunter Heath. Your lineup looks like this for your hometown 45s. Meinhofer, Ferguson, and Heath will lead off this inning. Ryan Williams at center field in the cleanup spot. Sean Sutton at DH, batting fifth. Max Modest batting sixth in left field. And Jared Bertotti batting seventh at first. Number eight hitter is Ignacio Diaz. He'll be in the squad tonight. And Austin LeBoux at third will bat at ninth. So here's Mickey Meinhofer. First pitch misses there, 1-0. Starter tonight for the Solano Mudcats is Angel Lara, the lefty, number 22, and he fires a fastball in there for a strike, 1-1 now. Two nights ago, Meinhofer, one of our co-players of the game, went 1-for-4 with an RBI and a run scored, and also had two inning-ending double plays on the defensive side, a great defensive game for the Colt 45 shortstop, 2-1 now as that pitch misses from Lara. Tall lefty throwing right over the top for Solano. Here's the 2-1. That ball's fouled back out of play by Meinhofer. Now 2-2. Still some good seats here at Tiger Field. Great crowd here already tonight in the bottom of the first. Come on down and join us. Just $5 a ticket here. Here's the 2-2 to Meinhofer. That's a line drive sinking fast and right, and it's going to hang up and diving and making the play. A sliding feet-first catch in right field by Driscoll. Nicely done for the first out of the inning, and Meinhofer is retired. Fly out to number 9. That'll bring up Noah Ferguson, the second baseman.
Noah Ferguson.
Ferguson, a former Shasta Wolf here, native of Redding, California. Plays ball down at Butte College now. 4-0 Solano. We're in the bottom of the first here. 45s with one out, nobody on. First pitch in there for a strike from Lara. Wasting no time. Here's the 1-0. That one's down below the knees. 1-1. Wasting no time here. Here's the 1-1 pitch. That's in there for a strike on the outside corner. 1-2 to Ferguson. This part of the show brought to you by Redding Kia. Kia's Drive of the Week, the 2016 Kia Sorento. Test drive one today at Redding Kia. That ball's down in the dirt. 2-2 now. Our thanks to Redding Kia for sponsoring the Redding Cool 45s here on KCNR 1460. You can listen to every game all season long here on KCNR and on KCNR1460.com. If you're out of the area, streaming online all around the world. Here's the 2-2 to Ferguson. That ball high, and he lays off. Good take, 3-2. And he's worked it back full. On deck, the left-handed hitter, Hunter Heath. That ball misses, and a nice at-bat there by Ferguson as he works the walk. 45s have their first base runner of the evening. And it'll be lefty versus lefty here as Shawnee, Oklahoma's Hunter Heath here batting in the three-hole tonight in right field. First pitch below the zone, 1-0 here. Heath not in the lineup last night against Portland, went 0-4 on Wednesday night. 45s finished a three-game sweep of the Portland All-Stars last night. Tonight, game one of three against the Solano Mudcats. That ball is fouled out of play down the third baseline. It's going to get into the seats. Over in the grass there between the left field line seats and the dugout here. Not a bad seat here at Tiger Field. Every seat in the shade here. On a beautiful day for baseball. One ball, one strike, one out. Ferguson at first. Big hole on the right side as the first baseman's holding him on. Here's the 1-1. And grounded to first. That could be two. One, or four, three, six, and nobody at first base to cover. So score that one a 3-6 fielder's choice. Ferguson erased. Heath replaces him at first. That'll bring up Ryan Williams. He's your center fielder tonight, hitting cleanup out of Cal Baptist University. He leads the Colt 45s with three home runs on the season so far. Heath now takes his lead off first. Now stretches it out a little more. Lara kicks and fires. That's a ground ball in the hole. That's going to get through for a single. On the left side, holding up at second is Heath. That's the first hit of the ball game for the 45s. Two men on now with two down. Heath moves up to second in an RBI spot here for Sean Sutton. Sutton made his 45s debut a few nights ago with a ringing double. Tonight, number 33, Sean Sutton. 0-4 last night. 1-3 with a double. Also had a sac fly and an RBI night before last. So Lara here with two men on for the number 5 hitter, Sutton, the all-whack first baseman from Seattle University. Clean up there in the Western Athletic Conference. He was the standout first baseman in the entire conference. One of two Seattle University players we have this year, Jake Taylor. Most commonly at third, although he's also DH'd and played second this year, is the other. First pitch is a strike to Sutton. Here's the 0-1 from Lara. That ball is a line drive hit hard at second, and he takes it on a tough hop. Nicely played there. And that'll end the inning. Score 4-3 on the putout. Two men stranded, no runs scored. We head to the top of the second. 4-0 Solano. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the second here from Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore on KCNR 1460 bringing you Colt 45's baseball here. It's 4-0 Solano as they put up a four spot in the top of the first and eighth into the plate. Leading off is going to be Brendan Nebrezzi, the third baseman here, number 3, and he takes one at the knees for a strike from Moore. More of the pride of Taft, California. Don't feel bad. I had to Google map it, too. And I'm from California. Nice pitch there on a breaking ball from Moore. He drops it right in there at the knees.
Brandon strikes out. All beers will be $1 off till the end of the inning.
If you haven't been down to the field, absolutely come enjoy Colt 45's baseball here at the field. Called strike three. And Brezzi strikes out.
All beers are $1 off till the end of the
He's the beer batter tonight, so the fans give a cheer as for the rest of the top of the second and the bottom of the second. A dollar off every beer here at Tiger Field, of course, for those 21 and over. This part of the show brought to you by Redding Kia. Kia's Drive of the Week, the 2016 Kia Sorento. Test drive one today at Redding Kia. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. So the first man set down on strikes. Getting the fans a discount on the brews. And that'll bring up the top of the lineup, Nolan Burr. He lined out to lead off the game. First pitch is the ball. Here's the 1-0 from Moore. That's a ground ball. Jammed him there. He can just foul it off to the right side. 1-1 here. One ball, one strike. Here's Moore. He kicks and fires. That ball misses outside. 2-1 here. That one misses as well. Now 3-1. One out, nobody on. Moore getting ready for the 3-1 pitch here. He fires. That ball is just a bit high, and that's a walk to Nolan Burr. So one out and one on here. After the base on balls, that'll bring up Marcus Wise. He singled in the first. Singled, stole a base, and scored. And with one out and a runner on first, we'll see if they want to put anything together here. LeBou, even with the bag at third, looking for a possible bunt. Bertotti holding the runner at first. Moore checks the runner at first. He's back. Now he's ready to go. Comes set and fires. That ball low and away. Diaz digs it out. 1-0 here. Get you some scores on your NorCal teams here. Giants up 1-0 over the Phillies in the top of the second. Here's the 1-0 from Moore. That one down in the dirt, 2-0. A's trailing the Angels 2-1. In the bottom of the second in their game, Eric Sirkamp, your starter for the A's tonight. Jake Peavy on the mound for the Giants. The Giants on a roll. Here's the 2-0. Swing and a miss. Nice pitch there. Fastball on the outside corner. Wise swung right through it. Two balls, one strike here. One down with the runner on first. We're in the top of the second. It's 4-0 Solano Mudcats. This is game one of a three-game series. We'll do it again tomorrow night at 7:15 and 6 o'clock on Sunday. Right here on KCNR 1460. Moore comes set, checks the runner. Now he's ready. Here's the 2-1. Runner goes. That's a ground ball to third. Stepping across the base is LeBou. He fires and unable to make the play. Is beating it out is Marcus Wise. That was a high throw. It pulled Bertotti off the bag a little bit. We'll see how they want to score that one. It's going to be an E5 on the throw. So reaching is Wise at first. Heading to second is Burr. That'll bring up Driscoll. Reached on an error and scored in the first. Runners on first and second. One down here. Moore looking to roll a double play ball. That ball's down in the dirt. 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Moore checks the runner. Takes a long look. Now he's ready. Swing and a miss by Driscoll. Nice change up there from Moore. Had Driscoll way out in front on his front leg. Waving at it. It's one ball, one strike. Looks the runner back at second. Now he fires again. Another one. Same pitch, same result. As he just floats that one up there and Driscoll way out in front. Moore in the driver's seat here now, up 1-2. Turns on first and second. Here's the pitch. That one misses outside now, 2-2. Checks the runner at second. Now he's ready. Here's the 2-2 from Moore. Down in the dirt, full count. And with one down, we'll see if they want to start the runners here on a full count pitch. Moore has struck out two out of the last four batters, so you don't want to run yourself into a double play if you're Solano. Here's the 3-2. That's a ground ball to second base. Ferguson comes up and he's unable to scoop it. Throw to first, and he is safe. He was thinking about second base and unable to make the transfer from glove to hand. And we're going to have bases loaded as Burr moves to third and Wise up to second. And Driscoll's going to go to first on the E4. That'll bring up Jordan Lane. And Greg Catteray heads out to the mound to talk to Will Moore. Diaz meets him out there as well. Cleanup hitter Jordan Lane walked and scored in the first. Bases are loaded here with one down.
Now batting first baseman number 14, Jaden Lane.
There's Jaden Lane as the conference has abated. Moore looking to get a ground ball to roll a double play and get out of this one here. Here's the first pitch of the at-bat. Called strike on the inside corner, 0-1. Lane checked his swing there, but called strike anyway. Burr at third, Wise at second, Driscoll at first. One down here to the cleanup hitter, Lane. Will Moore kicks and fires. Here's the 0-1 breaking ball inside there, 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out here. On the cleanup hitter, Jaden Lane. That's a little jam shot off the end of the bat. Out into right field. Heath comes up firing. And two runs are going to score as Wise scores from second. Flashing some good speed there. That's a two-run single by Lane. And it's 6-0. Solano here. So Burr and Wise come around to score. Driscoll's over at third. And we've got Driscoll stops at second, pardon me. So runners on first and second here. With one down, that'll bring up Acosta. He doubled in the first. And had two RBIs, also scored later in that inning. Here's the first pitch of the at-bat to Acosta. Meinhofer now fakes toward second base to chase the runner back. Will Moore steps off. Now we're ready to go again. Toes the rubber, gets the sign from Diaz. Comes set, even though Acosta's taking his time, and now Moore's going to step off. And everybody's comfortable. Now we're ready to go. First pitch of the at-bat forthcoming here. Runners on first and second. One out for Solano here in the top of the second. Called strike of the knees, 0-1. Acosta, the number five hitter. 1-for-1 tonight. Breaking ball, he checked his swing, and that is a called strike.
He said he did go around, so 0-2 here. And a big pitch coming up here for Will Moore. Wanting to put Acosta away here with runners on first and second. Ferguson shading toward the bag at second. LeBoux even with the bag at third. Here's the 0-2. Kicks and fires. That's a ground ball down the line at third base. It's past LeBoux. That's going to score at least one run. Stopping at second is Jordan Lane, and Acosta's got an RBI single. So Driscoll comes around to score. 7-0 Solano here. That'll bring up Ontiveros. He had an RBI single in the first. So same setup as the last batter. First and second, one out here. Ontiveros, the number six hitter in the lineup. He's the DH tonight for the Mudcats. That's a line drive into right. Coming in and making the play is Heath. And they're going to double off the runner at second. No! Unable to make the play as Heath made the throw in and Meinhofer unable to scoop it. So that's a line out to number nine. Scampering back to second is Lane. Two down now. That'll bring up Cody Marshall. Marshall had an RBI single in the first, but he was thrown out at second, trying to advance as Bertotti cut the throw and cut him down at second. 45s miss a chance for double play there. We've got first and second now with two down for the number seven hitter and left fielder Marshall. Moore checks the runner now. He's ready. First pitch is fouled out of play, 0-1. Sounded like the hood of somebody's car over there. Come early to the 45s game, and not only do you get to see warm-ups and batting practice, you might get a parking spot far enough away where that won't happen to your ride. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball in there for a strike. Nicely done by Moore. Quick 0-2 here. And the crowd giving him some encouragement. Want him to shut this inning down here. And the 0-2, the swing and a miss, he struck him out. And that'll end the inning. Three runs across for Solano. They've got a 7-0 lead. We head to the bottom of the second here. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Reading's own Colt 45's baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
California VRE license number 0194581.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me, are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the second here at Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore bringing you KCNR 1460's presentation of Reading Colt 45's baseball here. Game 17 out of 45 on the season here. We'll have every single one on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com. You can get the entire schedule at ReadingColt45's.com. Just watch the dizzy bat race here. A lot of fun stuff for the kids here between innings. Bring the kids, bring the whole Little League team. And bring your gloves. You never know when you might get a souvenir as well. Max Modeste going to lead off here. The left fielder, he's also out of Seattle University. I misspoke last inning. We have three players from Seattle University. Modeste just showed up this week. So he, Taylor, and Sutton, all playing for the 45s this year, and all but Taylor in the lineup tonight. First pitch is out of the zone, and the second one evens it up 1-1. Now a breaking ball, 2-1. Angel Lara, a left-hander, and that one is foul-tipped, and it's 2-2 here. Tonight's game brought to you by Redding Kia. Kia's Drive of the Week, the 2016 Kia Sorento. Test drive one today at Redding Kia. Our thanks to Redding Kia for their sponsorship of Redding Cole 45's baseball here on the radio. Modeste steps out. Lefty on lefty matchup here. It's a 2-ball, 2-strike count. In the bottom of the second here. Breaking ball a little bit high. 3-2 now. So he's worked it back full. Good job seeing a lot of pitches early in the game here in your first at bat. That's a called strike three. Fastball in the outside corner, and Modeste is set down. That'll bring up Bertotti, batting right-handed against the lefty Lara here, switch hitting first baseman from Simpson University.
From Susanville, California, he played at Simpson University. First baseman number 9 is Jared Bertotti.
So Bertotti getting a nice round of applause from the hometown fans here. That's a ground ball is short. And up with it, and here's the throw. He's retired on one pitch. Score that one 6-3 on the putout. Making the play there is Bradley at short. So two down, nobody on here. That'll bring up Ignacio Diaz. Out of UC Davis. He's the catcher tonight for your hometown 45s. 45s are going to have to be on the comeback trail tonight. It's 7-0 Solano after the top of the second. As Diaz, the number 8 hitter, hits with 2 outs and nobody on. First pitch is a strike with a fastball. 0-1. Well, one pitch forthcoming, and that's a chopper to the left side. Taking it at third on the big hop and throwing him out. That'll end the inning. 5-3 on the putout. We head to the top of the third. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Top of the third here from Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore bringing you Colt 45's baseball on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com, streaming all around the world. Will Moore getting ready for his third inning work. It's 7-0 Solano here. And he's going to face Maxwell Bradley, the shortstop. Struck out his first time in the first inning. He's 0-1. Shadows now completely covering the infield. Only Hunter Heath in right. And Ryan Williams in center, still in the sun. We'll be under the lights here momentarily. First ball down in the dirt here. To Bradley, 0-1, or rather 1-0, I should say. That ball's in there for a strike at the knees, 1-1 now. Here's the 1-1 from Moore. Breaking ball in there for a strike. Nicely done. They watch that one drop right in there at the knees. 1-2 now. And the 1-2 down in the dirt now. 2-2 from Will Moore. This part of the show brought to you by Redding Kia. Kia's Drive of the Week, the 2016 Kia Sorento. Test drive one today at Redding Kia. Our thanks to Redding Kia for their sponsorship of Redding Colt 45's baseball here on the radio. 2-2, he barely got a piece of that one, just fouled it off to stay alive. We'll line up and do it again, 2-2. Gets you some early finals from the Major Leagues. Yankees over the Twins, 5-3. Dodgers fall to Pittsburgh, 8-6. Baltimore beats Tampa Bay, 6-3. Cleveland over Detroit, 7-4. Padres put up 13 on Cincinnati, winning 13-4. Here's the 2-2 from Moore. That one down in the dirt. 3-2 now. Mets over the Braves, 8-6. And all the other games still in action, other than the Cubs beating the Marlins, 5-4. Full count, here's Moore as he fires that ball. It's fouled out of play by Bradley, and he's putting up a fight here. Struck out looking his first time in the first. On deck is Brendan Nabrizzi. Also struck out his first time. And a breaking ball very low down in the dirt. And that's a leadoff walk. Activity now for the 45s down in the bullpen. Looks like number 41, Zach Morgan, the Simpson University Redhawk. Lefty getting ready out there. Here's Nabrizzi. He's the beer batter, and he obliged the fans here with a strikeout in the second to give him a dollar off beer here for the rest of that inning. A lot of fun promotions here during the game. You got to come down and join us. Just $5 a ticket. Get the entire schedule on readingcolt45s.com. We've got the beer batter. We've got the frozen fifth, where if the Colt 45s throw a scoreless inning in the top of the fifth, a dollar off selected ice cream products at the snack bar. Got tri-tip, burgers, dogs, you name it. Ice cream, brews. That ball is thrown away as he tries to check the runner at first and throws it right under Bertotti's glove. Heading to second now is Bradley. That'll be an E1. So runner on second now with nobody out for the number 9 hitter, Nabrizzi. He's the third baseman tonight for Solano. Moore in the stretch now. Gets the sign from Diaz. Comes set. Takes a look at the runner out at second. Now he's ready. The 0-1. That ball bounces off the plate. Diaz has it skip away from him. And advancing to third now is Bradley. That'll probably be a pass ball. One ball, one strike now here. The 1-1 to Nabrizzi. Called strike, fastball at the knees. 1-2 now. Top of the lineup and Burr on deck. He's 0-1 with a walk. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball, called strike 3. Nicely done. And he obliges the fans once again, so two innings in a row. A dollar off beers here for all Colt 45s fans. That'll bring up number 11, Nolan Burr. Lined out in the first, walked and scored in the second. checks the runner at third. Now comes set. Here's the first pitch of the at-bat. Breaking ball right across the plate. Nicely done there. 0-1. And Moore with command of that breaking ball now. He's stolen several strikes with it early in the count here in the last several hitters. 0-1 to Burry. Kicks and fires. Fastball right by him. 0-2. So a nice two-pitch combo there with a breaking ball called strike and a swinging strike through the fastball. And with a runner on third and one out, this is a strikeout situation. He'd love to punch out Burr here. The 0-2 pitch. And a breaking ball, and he fouls it down the first baseline. Foul. It'll stay 0-2. Moore comes set, gets the sign. Now he's ready to go. Another 0-2 pitch. That's a foul ball right back at us here. On the third base side. Stop by the screen. Still 0-2. Great crowd here tonight. Good turnout for game one of a three-game series against these Solano Mudcats. We'll do it again tomorrow night at 7:15 and Sunday at 6. We'll have every game here on KCNR 1460 if you can't get down to the park. Another 0-2 here from Moore. That's a swing and a miss. He struck him out. So two state strikeouts here for Will Moore. That'll bring up Marcus Wise. One for two. He's singled and he's reached on an error. Scored twice. He's also got a stolen base on the evening. The two outs, runner on third here. We're under the lights as dusk is fast approaching here. Tiger Field, weather cooling down, everybody in the shade. Enjoying some college summer league baseball. Nice job by Diaz there to block the ball in the dirt. Breaking ball bounced on the plate. And the UC Davis Aggie keeps it in front of him and keeps that runner at third. Solano up 7-0 here in the top of the third. The runner on third and two down. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Wise. That's a fastball in there at the knees for a strike. Nice pitch by Moore. One and one now. Moore gets the sign from Diaz. Now he's ready. Checks the runner. And a breaking ball, and Wise is way out in front of that one. Barely able to foul it off. 1-2 here. Good pitch from Moore on 1-1 there as he threw the breaking ball that was down below the knees. Hard to do anything but beat that one into the dirt. One and two on the speedy Marcus Wise here. With two down, Will Moore looking to shut this inning down. He struck out the last two batters. And we've got time called at the plate. Moore will step off. Wise will step out. Now we're ready to go. Gets the sign, come set. Here's the 1-2. Low and outside, 2-2 now. Everybody clap your hands. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Will Moore pitching to Marcus Wise here in the top of the third. That ball's down to the dirt. Nice job by Diaz. Let's scoop it out. 3-2 now. Big pitch coming over here for Will Moore. With a full count. Runner on third. Two down here. He kicks and fires. Here's the full count pitch. That's a line drive hit softly, and Ferguson is going to have it bounce right to his left, and he unable to scoop it. That one had some spin on it. He was unable to come up with it cleanly, and beating it out is Wise. Coming around to score is Bradley. That'll make it 8-0. So Wise now at first.
Now that is regular number 7, Michael Griswold.
That'll bring up number 7, Michael Driscoll. He's reached on an error twice tonight. 0-2. Wise being held on at first. Snap throw over there by Will Moore, and he's back. First pitch of the at-bat here to Driscoll from Will Moore. That ball is flied out to center field. Should be playable. Coming in now is Williams. And he'll take it. That'll end the inning. One run across here. It's 8-0 Solano. We head to the bottom of the third. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Are you looking to diversify your retirement with gold and silver, but not sure about the high-pressure salespeople on an 800 number? You'll find honest, straightforward answers to all of your questions with the local staff at the Gold Mart, with no additional charge, fee, or commission added to your purchase. See just how easy purchasing gold and silver can be with the help of your hometown professionals at the Gold Mart. Call 221-4653 to make an appointment or stop by today. The Gold Mart, down in Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet. Let's go
summer! Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Reading Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Reading.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Reading Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and ReadingKia.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Bottom of the third here from Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore calling Colt 45's Baseball for you here on KCNR 1460. It's 8-0 Solano here in the bottom of the third. Leading off is going to be number 9 hitter, third baseman Austin LeBoux out of Cottonwood, California. He watches the first pitch from Angel Lara down below the zone. 1-0 here. On deck, the top of the lineup, Mickey Meinhofer. He'll be followed by Noah Ferguson. That ball is flied out to right. Carrying now and taking it about a step or two in front of the warning track. In right field is Driscoll. So a fly out to number 9 to start the inning. That'll bring up Meinhofer with one out, nobody on here. First pitch to Meinhofer now is a strike. Now a quick 0-2 here on Mickey as that one's fouled away. Lara now ready, kicks and fires. Here's the 0-2, very high to Meinhofer. This part of the show brought to you by Reading Kia. Kia's Drive of the Week, the 2016 Kia Sorento. Test drive one today at Reading Kia. That's Reading Kia, proud sponsors of your Colt 45s here on the radio. Called third strike to Meinhofer. That one's on the outside corner. He's shaking his head, didn't agree. Two down now here with nobody on. Meinhofer 0-2. That'll bring up Ferguson. He walked in his first plate appearance in the first. And that ball is lifted down the right side, playable down the right field line, but the first baseman is not going to get there. That's Jordan Lane giving chase. But it's strike one. Defense gets reset here. Now Lara ready with the 0-1. Now he steps off the mound to make sure everybody's set. The 0-1 to former Shasta Wolf, Noah Ferguson. That's in there for a strike. 0-2. Hunter Heath on deck to follow. Should Ferguson reach here? Lara ready with the 0-2. Kicks and fires. That's down in the dirt. 1-2 now. Easy take for Ferguson. That one misses 1-2 here, so he's staying alive. That ball is driven deep to left center field. Got some carry on it. Coming over to make the play is Wise, and he's going to make it in center field. So a fly out to center for Ferguson. That'll end the inning. We head to the top of the fourth here. Solano up 8-0. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the fourth here at Tiger Field. We got a new pitcher for the 45s. It's going to be left-hander Zach Morgan, number 41 out of Simpson. So he relieves Will Moore. 8-0 Solano here. Leading off for the Mudcats is Jordan Lane. It'll be Lane, Acosta, Anaveros. In the top half of the fourth here, Lane, the first baseman. 1-for-1, he's also drawn a walk. Morgan's first pitch very high, 1-0. Absolutely perfect weather here for baseball down at Tiger Field. Come down and join us. That ball's a called strike there. Nice pitch from Morgan. We're still in just the top of the fourth. You can get the entire schedule on ReadingColt45s.com. This is game one of a three-game series against these Solano Mudcats. That ball misses inside now, 2-1. That ball is lined in the center, and it's going to get down in front of Williams. That's a leadoff single for Jordan Lane. So here's Acosta. He's 2-for-2. I mentioned this is game 17 of 45 on the season. Coming up in July, the 11th, 12th, and 13th, the Colt 45 Summer Youth Camp. If you've got an aspiring young ball player in your life, have them sign up for the Reading Colt 45 Summer Youth Camp, July 11th, 12th, and 13th. We had one the 13th, 14th, and 15th of June, and a good time was had by all as the youngsters came out here and played with and learned from some really great college players here. That's a bloop out in right field. Heath is diving for it, and he is going to not be able to make the play, and then he comes up throwing, had the runner stuck between first and second, wasn't sure if it was going to drop, and unable to scoop it was Meinhofer. Well, that'll go as a bloop single. Moving up to second base is Lane. First pitch there is a strike to Onaveros. Runners on first and second now with nobody out after two singles. Here's the 0-1 from Morgan. Showing bunt is Onaveros. He pulls it back as that one is very high. One ball and one strike here. Lane at second, Acosta at first. Morgan gets the sign, comes set. Here's the 1-1. That ball is fouled down the right field line out of play. Bertotti gives chase, but he'll have no play. One ball and two strikes here. This portion of the show brought to you by Reading Kia. Kia's Drive of the Week, the 2016 Kia Sorento. Test drive one today at Reading Kia. Our thanks to all the good folks down there at Reading Kia. We're sponsoring Colt 45's baseball here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com. They got a promotion down there. They pay your first two payments if you go through Kia financing. Whenever anybody wants to make a car payment for you, take them up on it down at Reading Kia there. 1-2 here. That ball is fouled out of play. We'll line up and do it again. Still 1-2. Nice pitch there from Morgan as he jammed Onaveros. All he could do was fight it off. On deck is Cody Marshall. He's 1-2. One ball, two strike. Morgan ready now. Kicks and fires. That's a fastball just a bit low. 2-2 now. D.H. Onaveros ready now to take a look at a 2-2 pitch. That's a breaking ball that doesn't break. 3-2 now. Lefty Morgan trying to roll a double play here. Here's the 3-2. That's a ground ball to third. 5-4-3, double play. Nicely done. LeBou to Ferguson to Bertotti. Cottonwood to Redding to the Simpson Redhawk over at first. A little local flavor to that double play. Score at 5-4-3. Acosta is erased. Heading over to third is Jordan Lane, and there's two down now with a runner on third. That'll bring up Cody Marshall. Singled in the first, struck out in the second. That ball a little bit high, 1-0 here. So just what the doctor ordered there. Taylor made double play ball to Austin LeBou at third. The 45s execute to give him two down here and runner in third. That's called third, called first strike. Getting ahead of myself a little bit here. 1-1 now. Marshall in the 7-hole. In left field for Solano tonight. That's a ground ball chopped foul. 1-2 now. And the crowd giving him some encouragement here to spur him on to a scoreless inning here. One ball and two strikes. Morgan gets the sign from Diaz. Now he comes set. And he's ready. Here's the 1-2. That's a changeup. He struck him out. Beautiful pitch there from Morgan in the crowd. Let's him hear it. No runs for the Solano Mudcats here. We head to the bottom of the fourth. It's 8-0. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
Time again for Anderson Explodes on July 3rd at the Shasta District Fair. Brought to you by Redding Kia, Wind River, Sierra Pacific Industries, B&B RV, Tri-Counties Bank, and B&T Satellite. Admission is free, so come down and join us for an evening of entertainment and celebration. Gates open at 4. Music starts at 5:30 with California Country, followed by Chad Bushnell at 7 and Cloverdale at 8. Kids' bounce houses and water slides, just $5 for the whole night. Food and drinks are available, including the annual 4-H FFA barbecue. Parking is just $4. We will see you July 3rd at Anderson Explodes.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Heart of the lineup here for the Colt 45's, the 3-4-5 hitters, Heath, Williams, Sutton, to start off the bottom of the fourth. They're in an 8-run hole here. 4 in the first, 3 in the second, 1 in the third for Solano. And Heath watches the first one down below the knees, 1-0. Lara ready now. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That one outside, 2-0. Heath grounded into a fielder's choice his first time. He's 0-1. 2-0 is driven into right. Now it's going to get over the right fielder's head. That one is going to bounce off the wall on one bounce. Heading into second is Hunter Heath, and he's going to have a stand-up double lead off the inning. That ball hit extremely well by Hunter Heath, and it had a top spin on it. That's probably the only thing that kept it in the park. As the right fielder, Driscoll, was surprised at the carry on that one, I think we all were. Looked like he kind of topped it, but it just kept on going. So that'll bring up Ryan Williams now. Runner on second, nobody out. Lara in the stretch now. Let's see if the 45s can put together a rally here. Journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. We've got a base runner on second with nobody down. That ball is driven deep to left field. Way back. That ball is out of here. Ryan Williams with a no doubt about it towering home run to left field. It's 8-2 Redding. And this crowd has come alive. Fourth home run of the year for your home run leader, Ryan Williams. As he got a fastball right in the sweet spot, and he got both cheeks into that one. Way up on the screen there. Left fielder didn't even bother. And Williams in the slow trot as soon as he made contact. No doubt about it. So here's Sutton. Two runs home here. It's 8-2. That ball is a line drive into right field. That's a single there for Sutton. So double home run single, and the 45s are in business here. That's going to bring up Max Modeste. He's 0-1 tonight, playing left field. We're going to make that home run by Ryan Williams our Kia drive of the game. This part of the show brought to you by Redding Kia. Kia's Drive of the Week, the 2016 Kia Sorento. Test drive one today at Redding Kia, and what a drive of the game that was. An absolutely titanic blast to left field. Swing and a miss by Modeste on a breaking ball there. from Lara. Runner on first, nobody out here. Number six hitter, Max Modeste. Out of Seattle University, your left fielder tonight. Lara steps off now, Sutton back to first. Big hole on the right side, runner being held on at first. Here's the 0-1, that's a breaking ball down in the dirt, and a pitcher's pitch, and he offered at it, so a quick 0-2 here on Modeste. No balls, two strikes here. On deck is Bertotti. Here's the 0-2. Another breaking ball, and he does not offer that time. So on 0-2, he gets the exact same pitch and holds off. It's now 1-2. Lefty-on-lefty matchup here. It's a one-ball, two-strike count. Still nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth. Two runs already home. He kicks and fires. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. So Modeste goes down on strikes. That'll bring up Bertotti. He's 0-for-1 with the ground out tonight. Grounded out to short in the second inning.
From Simpson University, first baseman number 9, Jared Bertotti.
Lara in the stretch gets the sign. Now he kicks and fires. First pitch to Bertotti down low. 1-0. Good take on a breaking ball just below the zone. We're under the lights here at Tiger Field. 8-2 on the strength of a two-run home run by Ryan Williams to left field. That ball, a breaking ball, again, just below the zone. Two good takes here by Bertotti, and he's up in the count, 2-0 now. Sutton at first, one down here, bottom of the fourth. That ball is driven deep to left field again. Way back, and that ball is gone. Jared Bertotti with a two-run jack. It's 8-4, Reading. First home run of the summer for Jared Bertotti. That another no-doubter is two big flies here in the bottom of the fourth have cut the lead in half. It's 8-4. Still only one down here in the fourth. And the manager for Solano going to come out and talk to his pitcher as two big flies, each with a man on, have gotten the 45s right back in this game here. And this crowd has come back to life. That ball got out of here in a hurry. A line drive that was about two-thirds of the way up the netting. No doubt about that one either. 8-4 now. And Lara's going to stay in the game. Nobody down in the bullpen there for Solano. So this is his inning for the time being. That's going to bring up Ignacio Diaz. 0-for-1. He grounded out his first time.
Get number 16, Ignacio Diaz.
First time this season that the 45s have hit two home runs in one inning. And Diaz steps in here with nobody on and one out. First pitch is down below the zone, 1-0. That ball also below the zone. Another good take by Diaz. 45s have been disciplined this inning. Gotten ahead in the count and gotten some pitches they can hit. That ball is on the outside corner, 2-1 now. Diaz grounded out to third in the second inning. Here's the 2-1 from Lara. That ball is chopped foul. Down the third base line. It's 2-2 now. On deck is Austin LeBou, the third baseman. Diaz, the sixth hitter to bat in the inning, still only one down. As they figured something out here on Angel Lara, who threw three scoreless, has given up two-run homers here in the fourth. Here's the 2-1. That ball is driven deep into the gap in left center. That's going to get down. It's going to be extra bases for Diaz. Taking it on the track is Wise out in center. Throw back in. That's a stand-up double for Ignacio Diaz. And the fourth extra base hit of the inning for the 45s, two doubles, two homers. And another man in scoring position here, and that's going to bring up Austin LeBou. LeBou hit a long drive to right field for a flyout his first time up, about a step or two in front of the warning track. The 45's in business here. Runner on second. Still only one down here in the bottom of the fourth. Four runs already home. Here's LeBou, the third baseman. Lara gets set. He kicks and fires breaking ball. That one's in there for a strike. 0-1. Taking his time out there. Slowing the game down a little bit here. It's the sign from Acosta. Here's the 0-1 from Lara. That's a line drive into right field. LeBou just serves it out there. Coming around is Diaz, and no, they're going to hold him up. So a single to right by LeBou. He's one for two tonight. Moving over to third is Diaz. Runners at the corners now with one out.
Now that he's on 45. For Regis University, shortstop number 7, Mickey Meinhofer.
So here's Meinhofer. One down, runners on first and third. Meinhofer 0 for 2. He's flown out and struck out. Meinhofer, our co-player of the game a couple nights ago. First pitch is in there for a called strike, 0-1. On deck is Ferguson. Here's the 0-1 from Lara. Called strike two is a breaking ball on the outside corner. Nice pitch there. And he's quickly ahead 0-2. Diaz at third. LeBou at first. Leadoff hitter Meinhofer, the shortstop, down 0-2 here with one down. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. That'll be the second out of the inning. That'll bring up Noah Ferguson. He's 0-1 with a walk. Ferguson walked in the first, flew out in the third. He's 0-1. He's the ninth man to bat here in the inning, so the 45s have batted around and put up a five spot here to get right back in this game. It's 8-5 on the strength of two-run home runs. And they're threatening for more. Diaz at third with two down, and Ferguson takes that one outside. Easy take, 1-0. LeBou at first with a good-sized lead. Here's the 1-0. That ball's down in the dirt to Ferguson now, 2-0. Hitters count here. Two balls, no strikes on Noah Ferguson. Swing and a miss. 2-1 here. LeBou takes his lead off first. Now stretches it out a little more. Being held on. Big hole on the right side. That's a breaking ball that doesn't come back down. 3-1 here. So Ferguson in the driver's seat here. Two outs. Runner on third. And a runner on first. Big RBI spot. He can cut the lead to 2 here with a hit. That's a line drive down the right field line. Foul. Past the first baseman. We'll line up and do it. 3-2 here. So LeBou will get a head start at first base with a full count and two down. And Ferguson looking for something to put a swing on here. Here's the full count offering. Runner goes swinging. A foul ball popped. Is that going to be in play? And yes, it is. It's going to be caught by the catcher, Acosta. That'll end the inning. A pop out to number two. But five runs across here as the 45s right back in this ballgame. It's 8-5 Solano. We head to the top of the fifth. You're listening to Cole 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
It's time for better banking. It's time for a bank that makes your small business a priority. At Reading Bank of Commerce, we understand how to help your business succeed and grow. For over 30 years, Bank of Commerce has been the bank of choice for businesses in your community. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner, and let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce, Bank of Choice, 224-3333. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet. Let's go,
summer! Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Reading Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Reading.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Reading Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and ReadingKia.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the fifth here. From Tiger Field in Redding, California, it's 8-4. Solano leading your hometown 45s, four runs across. In the bottom of the fourth on two-run home runs, one by Ryan Williams, one by Jared Bertotti. First pitch from Zach Morgan here is a ball high to start the inning. That one also very high now, 2-0. To Maxwell Bradley, the shortstop. He's struck out and walked. 0-1. Here's the 2-0 from Morgan. Also very high. 3-0 here. Still trying to find the range. Morgan came in the fourth, threw a scoreless inning. And a four-pitch walk here to start the top of the fifth as Bradley reaches. That'll bring up third baseman Brandon DeBrezzi. 0-2 with two strikeouts here tonight.
Now Connor is our beer runner. Connor strikes out. All beers, $1 off until the end of the inning.
So a pinch hitter here. It's going to be Connor Cole hitting for Brendan DeBrezzi, who struck out his first two times. So number five, Cole, will pinch hit here in the fifth. Called first strike, 0-1. Drop that one right in there. Bradley at first with nobody out. Morgan ahead, 0-1 here. Runner being held on at first by Bertotti. That ball's down in the dirt. 1-1 now. This part of the show brought to you by Reading Kia. Kia's drive of the week, the 2016 Kia Sorento. Test drive one today at Reading Kia. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s. Here are thanks to Reading Kia for making Colt 45s baseball on the radio possible. Here's the 1-1. That's a ground ball to the right side. It's going to get through as Ferguson was shaded towards the middle of the infield. No chance at that one. That's going to be a single to right field. Runners on first and second now to start the inning. As Cole gets a pinch hit single in his first at bat. So here's Nolan Burr. He's lined out, walked, and struck out 0-2. Did score a run on that walk in the second inning. First and second, nobody down. Morgan facing the top of the lineup here. Lefty on lefty matchup. First pitch is on the outside corner for a strike. 0-1. And No balls, one strike. Morgan now is ready, and that's going to be a bunt down the third baseline. Foul. 0-2 now. Trying to move both runners up here with nobody out. Get you an update on your Giants score. 1-1 in the top of the fifth. Oakland trailing 4-3 also in the top of the fifth. A's down to the Angels. Giants tied with the Philadelphia Phillies. Here's the 0-2 there. Swing and a miss. And a foul tip, and it was in the glove of Diaz, and he was unable to hold on to it. So that'll go as a foul ball instead of a strikeout. Still 0-2 here. Tough break there for Diaz. Morgan still in command here, 0-2. That's a ground ball back to the pitcher. And he's going to go to third for the force to get the lead runner. So score that one 1-5 on the putout. 1-5 fielder's choice. Erased is Bradley at second. Moving up to second is Connor Cole. Burr now at first. One down here, and that'll bring up Marcus Wise. He's reached on an error three times.
And man, this is our frozen fifth. 45 holes. The buck cap is out scoring.
We are in the top of the fifth inning, which means it's the frozen fifth. Dollar off ice cream for a scoreless inning here. Runners on first and second, one down. That ball high to Wise. 1-0. Morgan comes set now, ready. Here's the 1-0. That ball is grounded foul. Right down the third baseline. Got manager Greg Catteray and pitching coach Barrick Fasking up out of their chairs there. They're right in the line of fire down the third baseline there and along the fence right next to the home dugout. One ball, one strike, one out here on Marcus Wise. Morgan bluffs the throw to second. Runner's back. He'll line up and do it again. Wise now steps out. Asks for time. One ball, one strike, one out. Runners on first and second here in the top of the fifth. 8-4 Solano. That's a fly ball very high into left. Coming in now into left center is Williams to make the play. Runners will not advance. So first time they've gotten Marcus Wise out all night. He flies out to number 8. That'll bring up Driscoll. He's reached on an error twice, and he's flown out 0-for-3 officially. Driscoll now batting right-handed against the lefty Morgan. At least one switch hitter in the lineup tonight for the Solano Mudcats. That's a breaking ball down below the zone, 1-0. And Diaz wants to go out and have a talk with Morgan. Two down now, runners on first and second. One-zero count here on Driscoll. And now we're ready to go. Here's the 1-0. That ball is fouled out of play. 1-1 now. .45s with a four spot in the bottom of the fourth. It's 8-4 Solano. Zach Morgan in his second inning of work here through a scoreless fourth. He's got two down, runners on first and second, trying to throw up another goose egg. That's a called strike there. Nice pitch on the outside by Morgan. 1-2 now. Driscoll, the number 3 hitter and right fielder for Solano. Down 1-2. Morgan kicks and fires. That's a breaking ball, and it's popped up on the infield. Coming in and making the play is Ferguson. That'll end the inning. So another scoreless inning and a dollar off all ice cream here.
at Tiger Field. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Are you ready to rock this summer? You can learn to be a rock star at Turtle Bay in our summer exhibition, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll. Starting May 4th, guests can explore the foundations of rock, hear live concerts, and even try their hand at playing instruments. Interactive, entertaining, and educational for all ages, Rock You is an experience you won't want to miss. Rock You is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank and designed by Stage 9 Exhibit Designs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Redding Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades and a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today. 226-9027 or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the fifth here from Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore bringing you Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460. Courtesy of Redding Kia. Four runs in the bottom of the fourth on two-run home runs by Ryan Williams and Jared Bertotti. Williams will bat second this inning. Leading off is Hunter Heath. As they batted around last inning, Heath led off the inning with a double. In the fourth, he eventually came around to score on that mammoth home run by Ryan Williams. First pitch is the ball here, 1-0. Lara pitches very high now, 2-0. Pitch and a big cut there by Heath, and he swings right through it. 2-1 now. And the Oklahoma native swings right through that breaking ball. 2-2 now. This portion of the game brought to you by Redding Kia. Kia's drive of the week, the 2016 Kia Sorento. Test drive one today at Redding Kia. Proud sponsors of the Redding Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. We are under the lights here at Tiger Field. Beautiful sunset painting a portrait here over the outfield wall. And a very high pitch. I think Heath might have felt the breeze on his face from that one. It's a full count here. As Lara does not lack for velocity. He threw two fastballs in the wrong spot last inning, and they both got hit pretty far. That's a swing and a miss on a 3-2 pitch there. Heath goes down on strikes to start the inning. That'll bring up Ryan Williams.
I'm ready for the 45. He's from Redlands, California. He plays at Cal Baptist University. Center fielder number 34, Ryan Williams.
Williams with a nice reception here. His first at bat after the home run. That's a breaking ball. And if that was a strike, it's at the bottom of the strike zone. 0-1 here. Williams surprised, as were several fans and your announcer here. 0-1. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball down in the dirt. And quick 0-2 here. Very different at bat this time. As Williams quickly in an 0-2 hole on two straight off-speed pitches. Lara probably not inclined to throw a fastball the rest of the at-bat, as that's a breaking ball. He swings and misses on that one, and he's down on strikes. Two down here. That'll bring up Sutton. Sutton singled and scored last inning. He's 1-for-2. Sutton, your DH tonight out of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, by way of Seattle University. He comes up here with two outs and nobody on. First pitch is a breaking ball down low. So Lara gets two quick outs primarily with the breaking ball there, and he sticks with it, but it's 1-0 here. That's a fastball way outside. Easy take, 2-0 on Sutton here. Modeste on deck. That ball misses, now 3-0. Oh, Sutton hasn't really had to think very hard about those first three. And Lara just trying to prevent the four-pitch walk here. That ball down in the dirt, another easy take. So four-pitch walk to Sean Sutton. That's going to bring up Modeste. He's 0 for 2 tonight.
Now ready for the 45s. Ain't Roseville, California. He plays at Seattle University. Left fielder number 17, Max Modeste.
Max out of Seattle University as well. So two straight Seattle University players here in the lineup, 5 and 6 hole. He's out of Roseville, California. That's a breaking ball on the outside corner. And Lara using that breaking ball a lot more here in the fifth than he has in the previous innings. Perhaps a little gun-shy on the fastball after two of them got put in the left field netting for home runs last inning. That ball a little bit high with the fastball, 1-1 now. D.H. Sutton at first after the 2-0 walk. One ball, one strike here on the left fielder, Modeste. It's a breaking ball, swing and a miss. 1-2 now. Bertotti on deck to follow should Modeste reach here. The 1-2. That's a ground ball up the middle. That's going to get through for a single. Sutton moves up to second. First and second now. First hit of the game for Modeste. He's 1 for 3. So with two outs and nobody on, a walk and a single have put runners on first and second for Jared Bertotti. Bertotti with his first home run of the season in his last at bat in the fourth. That was with Sutton on first. He's got runners on first and second here with two down. 45's down 8-4 here in the bottom of the fifth, but they got four last inning off of Angel Lara. First pitch is high and outside, 1-0. Here on Bertotti. Lara comes set. Kicks and fires. It's a fastball at the knees. 1-1 now. A's have come back to tie the game in the fifth with the Angels. It's 4-4 in Oakland. One ball, one strike here to Bertotti. Lara checks the runner, now fires. That ball is a ground ball headed to slowly to second base. Kicks off the lip of the infield. And a very close play at first base, but he is out. So score that one 4-3 on the putout. No runs here for the 45s. We head to the top of the sixth. It's still 8-4. Solano, you're listening to Redding Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just gray houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet. Let's go summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima. Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Colt 45's lefty Zach Morgan getting ready to start his third inning work here. First pitch to Jordan Lane is a strike. Lane 2-for-2. He's also drawn a walk. That's a ground ball to third base. A quick 0-2 here. That ball is foul down the third baseline. Lane, two singles and a walk. All of those against the single in the fourth was against Morgan here. That's a ball 1-2 now. Morgan ready now. That's a breaking ball that does not break. 2-2. Here's the 2-2 from Morgan. That's a chopper down the third baseline. That's going to be a fair ball. LeBoo comes up firing. Nicely done. As the 6-3 Bertotti over there has no trouble with the high throw. Score at 5-3 on the putout. Lane is retired for the first time tonight. That'll bring up Acosta. Acosta is 3-for-3 so far with a run scored, 3 RBIs. He's done a lot of damage here. Double in the first, single in the second, single in the third. And he comes up here with one out and nobody on. That's the best case scenario for the 45s. Morgan a little bit high there, 1-0. This portion of the game brought to you by Redding Kia. Kia's drive of the week, the 2016 Kia Sorento. The test drive of Kia Sorento today or any other Kia at Redding Kia. Got the Kia Soul, Solano. Our thanks to Redding Kia for their support of Redding Cool 45's baseball here on KCNR 1460. Two balls and no strikes now. That's a called strike there on the fastball from Morgan right at the knees. 2-1 on Acosta here. Mudcats catcher has been on base 3 times tonight. But so had Jordan Lane, and he was the first out of the inning. So Morgan trying to break that trend line. That's a line drive into right, playable for Heath, and it's going to get over his head. That one's going to bounce off the wall. We're going to have a play at second base. No, he's going to slide in there. Ahead of the tag, so a one-out double there. Fourth hit of the night here for Ian Acosta. Second double, two doubles, two singles. So he's on second base with one down now. That's going to bring up Elijah Anaveros. He's 1-for-3. Singled, lined out, and grounded into a double play. A beauty from 5-4-3. LeBoo to Ferguson to Sutton. Pardon me, LeBoo to Ferguson to Bertotti. Sutton the DH tonight. Here's the first pitch of the at-bat down in the dirt. Diaz unable to find it and heading over to third is Acosta. Is that one? And Diaz trying to deke him a little bit, make him think he couldn't see the ball. Little game's been chipped there by the 45s. But staying put at third is Acosta, so runner on third now with one down, and this turns into a strikeout situation here on Anaveros. They're going to bring the infield in. They'll try and knock down anything sharply hit. Keep that runner at third. Here's the 1-0 from Morgan. To Anaveros. That's a called strike. 1-1 now. We got a good one going here. 8-4 Solano. Runner on third, one out. We're in the top of the sixth. 45's lefty Zach Morgan. And a pitch out of this. That's a just a bit high. 2-1 now. Looked borderline. Would have been a pitcher strike, but nonetheless, it's a ball. 2-1. Ready now comes set. Here's the pitch. That ball misses very high. 3-1. Cody Marshall will follow. Left fielder, number 7 hitter for the Solano Mudcats. It's a foul ball back to the screen now, 3-2. Here's the 3-2 count. That's a line drive up the middle. That's going to be a base hit and score a run. Coming around to score is Acosta from third. Onaveros dumps that one in center field for an RBI single. 9-4 Solano. That'll ring up Cody Marshall. He's 1-for-3. Singled and struck out twice.
Left fielder number 4, Cody Marshall.
One out, runner on first now. 9-4 Solano. Morgan very high there. To Cody Marshall. 1-0. Morgan comes set now. He's ready now. It's a throw over to first. We're under the lights here at Tiger Field. Game one of a 3-game series against these visiting Solano Mudcats. That ball is fouled out of play. 1-1 now. Simpson Redhawks left-hander. Zach Morgan pitching for the hometown 45s here. In his third inning work, threw a scoreless inning in the fourth and fifth. He's given up one here. In the sixth, it's 9-4. Mudcats leading. Here's the 1-1 pitch. The ball's down in the dirt, 2-1 now. The ball down and in as it's 3-1 now. Hitters count here for Marshall. With a runner on first and one down, 3-1. Morgan gets a called strike on the outside corner. It's full count now. That's a ground ball down third baseline. Not hit very hard. LeBou to 5-4-3. Double play. Nice play as LeBou had to put a lot of mustard on that one to second. Ferguson with a great play at the Keystone. That's a 5-4-3 double play to end the inning. One run home. It's 9-4 Solano. We head to the bottom of the sixth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob.
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source.
Uncle Bob, where does the water come from?
From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. And by Encore Entertainment. For official rules and details, log on to WinRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends, and a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WinRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Bottom of the sixth, Colt 45's due up here. It's the 8-9-1 hitters, Diaz, Labou, and then Meinhofer. 9-4 Solano here as the Colt 45s put up a four spot in the bottom of the fourth on the strength of two-run home runs by Ryan Williams and Jared Bertotti. That's been the extent of the scoring thus far. Angel Lara getting ready to start his sixth inning of work here. First pitch misses for a ball to Ignacio Diaz, the UC Davis Aggie. On this day in baseball history, 1968, Bobby Bonds hit a grand slam in his third at bat. That ball is driven out deep to right center field, and it is off the wall on one bounce. Diaz is going to have his second double of the game to lead off the inning. So 2 for 3 tonight with two doubles is Ignacio Diaz. As I was saying, 1968, this day in baseball history, Bobby Bonds hit a grand slam in his third at bat of his first ever game going deep off. Dodger right-hander John Purdon. Giants won that game 9-0 at Candlestick Park, and the 22-year-old Giants rookie joined Philadelphia pitcher Bill Duggleby as the only other player to hit a bases-loaded home run in his first game. Bobby Bonds, this day nearly 50 years ago, 48 years ago tonight, Bobby Bonds hit his first career home run, and it was a grand slam in a win over the Dodgers. That's a win-win-win all around. First pitch to Labou is up high, 1-0. Diaz at second, nobody out here. That's a fly ball deep to right field. Looks like it's going to get over his head now, and it does. Misplayed out there in right. Labou's going to head to second. And we'll see if they give him a hit or an error there. That ball just kept carrying. Driscoll was kind of coasting over underneath it and ended up getting over his head. So Labou at second, Diaz at third, as he had to wait and see if that one was going to be caught or not. So he was tagging up, no chance to score.
He's on the road in California. He plays at Regis University. Shortstop number 7, Mickey Meinhofer.
It was a mistake. First pitch is a strike to Meinhofer here. And he calls for time there. That's not a non-pitch. Still 0-1 here. So a double to lead off the inning by Diaz. Then Labou hit another one deep out to right center field. Runners on second and third now. The breaking ball down in the dirt. Meinhofer chases it. Quick 0-2 here on the 45 shortstop. He's 0-3 tonight, but a great RBI spot here for Meinhofer. Runners on second, third, nobody out here in a five-run ball game. Lara now ready with the 0-2. Runners take their leads. Here's the 0-2, and that's a foul ball. Meinhofer fights it off down the first baseline. Official scorer Kerry Fasking has called that a double, so we are going to give Labou a double there. So back-to-back doubles to lead off the inning. Runners on second and third here. O-2, and Meinhofer spoils another one foul straight back into the parking lot. In the shadow of the Reading Library with the new City Hall on the horizon, we are under the lights here at Tiger Field in South City Park. 9-4 ball game. Solano leading, but the 45's in business here with runners on second and third. Nobody out. Meinhofer watches one outside. 2-2 now. On deck is Noah Ferguson. He's 0-2 with a walk so far tonight. Meinhofer does a good job to spoil that one. A good breaking ball from Lara down below the zone. Had a good bite on it, and he did well just to spoil that one. A nasty pitch. Count still 1-2 here. Runners take their leads. Big lead out at second for LeBou. That's a ground ball to the right side. That's going to get at least one run home. That's going to be a fielder's choice and an RBI. Meinhofer. Score that one 4-3. One RBI. Coming around to score is Diaz. Moving over to third is LeBou. It's 9-5. And the 45s can get at least one more home here, even with just a ground ball or a fly ball. Now bring up Redding, California's own Noah Ferguson, former Shasta Wolf. Walked in the first. He's also flown out and popped out. That's a very high pitch. 1-0 here. Solano starter Angel Lara still in the game here. With one out and a runner on third in the sixth inning. One run already home here. That one just misses outside. 2-0 now. Hunter Heath on deck. Here's the 2-0. That's a breaking ball. Doesn't quite get down enough as it's 3-0 now. In the driver's seat, let's see if they give him the green light on 3-0. They do. He swings and misses on a pitch down out of the zone. That would have been ball four. It's 3-1 now. Still a hitter's count. Ferguson in RBI mode right now. Infield is back. They will trade an out for a run here. That's a breaking ball. And a called third strike, and unbelievable. A called second strike, on the 3-1 pitch. A ball lower than that was called a ball, quite frankly, earlier in the count. Here's the 3-2, and that's down in the dirt and a walk. So justice is served as Ferguson draws a walk. We've got runners at the corners now. Still only one out. That's going to bring up Hunter Heath.
He's from Shawnee, Oklahoma. He plays at Oklahoma Baptist University. Right fielder number 31, Hunter Heath.
Heath doubled and scored in the fourth. He's 1-3. This part of the show brought to you by Redding Kia. Kia's Drive of the Week, the 2016 Kia Sorento. Test drive one today at Redding Kia. Our thanks to Redding Kia for their sponsorship of the 45s here on KCNR 1460. Breaking ball on the outside there for a strike from Lara. Heath is down 0-1 here. Big hole on the right side. Runner being held on. That's Ferguson. Heath holds up on that one. Good take. 1-1 now. I'm glad Hunter's in there instead of me because I'm swinging at that one and it's 0-2. A nasty pitch and an even better take by the Oklahoma Baptist outfielder. One ball, one strike, one out. Runners on the corners. Here's the pitch. That one is called strike at the letters, and Heath can't believe it. As we've had what can charitably be described a slightly inconsistent zone tonight. 1-2. Ferguson with the lead off of first. LeBou at third. One ball, two strike pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. For the second out of the inning, that's going to bring up Williams. Williams 2-3, single, home run, strikeout, two RBI.
Ryan Williams.
45's down by four with two men on and two down here. Breaking ball there. A little high to Ryan Williams, 1-0. That ball's driven deep to left field. If it stays fair, it's gone, and it is gone! Three-run home run for Ryan Williams, his second of the game. It's 9-8. Five RBIs on the night. Have a game, Ryan Williams, his second dinger in three at-bats. He's 3-for-4, his second home run in three innings. And that was not a cheap one either. Right down the left field line, about a third of the way up the netting. That was a big boy home run. It's 9-8. 45's on the comeback trail here. And that's going to do it for Lara. He's going to exit. We've got a new pitcher coming in. We'll take a short 60-second break here. We'll be right back with more Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Calling all beer lovers, Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay is the summer event for you. On June 24th, celebrate the solstice at the Sundial Bridge with beer from some of Northern California's favorite breweries. Join us for live music, tasty food, and activities like cornhole and make and take your own coaster. Tickets are $10 for Turtle Bay members and $12 for non-members and includes your first full beer. Sponsored by Reading Distributing, this 21 and over event is sure to sell out, so buy your tickets now. Visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Two down here in the bottom of the sixth. It's a 9-8 ball game after a three-run home run by Ryan Williams. Cuts the lead from 9-5 to 9-8. New pitcher here for the Solano Mudcats. It's going to be right-hander Trevor Steele, number 32. He'll face Sean Sutton, a DH tonight.
Now batting for the 45.
Sutton 1-for-2 with a single. Scored a run in the fourth on that home run by Bertotti. Also drew a walk in the fifth. So here's Sutton facing the righty. On deck is Modeste. First pitch misses outside, 1-0. So the 45s put up four in the fourth, four in the sixth to cut it to 9-8. And they are right back in this ballgame, courtesy of five RBIs and two home runs by Ryan Williams, your center fielder and cleanup hitter. And cleanup he has. Ferguson and LeBoux score on that home run by Williams, three RBI on one swing of the bat. And it's 2-0 here, as both of those pitches have missed by plenty for Steele. Facing his first batter, Sutton here. And his catcher goes out to talk to him. That's Ian Acosta. Acosta himself, 4-for-4 tonight. Having a great game for Solano. Two balls and no strikes. Hitters count here for Sutton. That ball misses 3-0. Sean Sutton, powerful first baseman. First team all WAC. Western Athletic Conference up at Seattle University. Here's a 3-0, taking all the way, and that's a four-pitch walk. So Sutton walks for the second time in as many innings. He's been on base 3 out of 4 times tonight. That'll bring up Modeste. He's 1-for-3 with a single, had a single in the fifth.
From Roseville, California, he plays at
Cal University. Left fielder number 17, Max Modeste.
There's Max Modeste. He's the eighth man to bat in the inning for the 45s as they've nearly batted around here. Another four spot here in the sixth. We've got a good one going. 9-8 Solano. Yeah, that pitch is very high from Steele. Easy take by Modeste. Sutton being held on at first. Big hole on the right side. Second baseman shading slightly towards that side for the left-handed hitter. Modeste playing him to pull, as is the shortstop playing toward the middle of the infield. Stepping off now is Steele. Sutton goes back to first. We'll reset and do it again. Bertotti would be on deck should Modeste reach here. Here's the 1-0 from Steele. And now he's going to step off. Not sure if it was him stepping off or Modeste asking for time, but now they're all ready to go here. He's looking, gets his sign from Acosta. Here's the 1-0 from Steele. That's a line drive into right center field. That's going to get down. And Sutton kind of stopped between first and second. Not sure if he forgot if there was two outs, but nonetheless probably wouldn't have been able to get to third on that one anyway. It was hit well and out to the center fielder on one bounce. So second single in as many at-bats and in as many innings for Max Modeste. He's 2-for-4. Here's Bertotti, 1-for-3, and that one was a big one, a two-run homer in the fourth, hitting right-handed off of the starter, Lara. He could tie the game with a hit here, batting left-handed for the first time tonight. First pitch is grounded foul down the first baseline. So Steele has come in and promptly given up a walk and a single. And now faces Bertotti. Count is 0-1 here. Comes set, now ready. Here's the 0-1. That ball gets by the catcher. Both runners are going to advance. That'll be a passed ball on Acosta. Runners on second and third. Now tying run just 90 feet away. Go-ahead run out at second base. And Bertotti can give his team a lead with a hit here. Acosta goes out to talk to Steele. Perhaps a little miscommunication on the pitch there. I want to make sure they got their signs right. It's one ball and one strike. And hats off to our stadium sound crew here with lots of fun in-game and mid-inning sound effects. Good time being had by all here down at Tiger Field. We've got a great game going 9-8. Tying run just 90 feet away. Jared Bertotti, the Simpson Redhawk, trying to put his team into a tie or a lead here. That ball misses outside, 2-1 now, very close. Right-hander Trevor Steele now down 2-1. That's a ground ball up the middle. That's going to be a base hit. Two runs are going to score. Coming around is Modeste, and the 45s have taken the lead. Listen to that crowd. With two outs, runners going on contact, a ground ball up the middle glanced off the glove of the second baseman as he dove. It kicked into center field, more than enough for Modeste to come all the way around from second base. Score that a single and two RBI for Bertotti. Bertotti now with four RBI on the night. It's 10-9 Reading. We've taken the lead here in the bottom of the sixth. First ball to Ignacio Diaz there is down 1-0. Diaz has doubled each of his last two times up. He's 2-for-3. Scored a run earlier this inning. As the 45s have batted around for the second time tonight. That ball outside now, 2-0. Bertotti at first, two down. 45s have taken the lead with six runs here in the bottom of the sixth. It's 10-9. In a back-and-forth seesaw battle. A slugfest here, 10-9, and we're not done yet. not even two-thirds of the way through this game yet. We've got 19 runs on the board. Solano jumped out to an 8-0 lead. 45s came back with a 4-spot in the fourth. Down 9-4 coming into this thing. They put up a 6-spot to take the lead. Here's the 2-0 pitch. That one, breaking ball, drops in there for Diaz. 2-1 now. Diaz taking his second at-bat of the inning here. He's the 10th man to bat here for the 45s. Here's the 2-1 from Steele. Breaking ball outside. Did not chase. 3-1 now. Hitters count. Diaz is going to look for something he can one. Called strike two. Right at the Ignacio Diaz hit by a pitch on the full count there, so runners on first and second now. Bertotti up to second. Diaz now at first. Here's Labou. He doubled it earlier in the inning as well. Taking his second at bat of the inning, the 11th man to bat here for the 45s. Breaking ball in there for a strike. Good pitch from Steele. 0-1. Labou, the number 9 hitter, is 2-for-3 tonight. He's flown out, singled, and doubled, also scored a run. That was earlier this inning. 6 runs across here for Redding as they've stormed back to take the lead. That's a breaking ball outside. Good take there by Labou. 1-1 now. Forty-fives have taken the lead here, looking to add on now with a runner at second, 2 down here. A 1-1 to Labou. Swing and a miss. Did not get cheated. That was a healthy cut there. 1-2. Fastball up around the letters. So Steele trying to stop the bleeding here for Solano. 1-2 is very high up above the eyes for Labou. Easy take. Steele's come in and given up a walk, a single, and a hit by pitch. Still looking for out number 3 here. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, 2 men on. That ball is grounded up the middle. Bounces off the mound and a tough hop for the shortstop. And he was looking at second base trying to tag the base before he had the ball. And he juggles it a little bit. That's Bradley out there at shortstop. And everybody's safe. So we've got bases loaded now for the top of the lineup. It's Meinhofer.
From Regents University, shortstop number 7, Mickey Meinhofer.
Bertotti to third, Diaz to second, Labou to first now. Meinhofer hit into a fielder's choice earlier in the inning, drove in a run. Had runners at second and third, grounded out to second to drive home. First run of the inning. That's a breaking ball very high. Meinhofer 0-for-4 with an RBI here tonight. Ahead in the count 1-0 here on Trevor Steele. That's called strike there with a fastball in the outside corner. Good pitch from Steele. 1-1 here. One ball, one strike. Come set. Here's the pitch to Meinhofer. Very high. That one up in his eyes. Easy take again. And give the 45s credit. They've made Steele come in here. A walk, a single, a hit by pitch. And then a reach on an error there. That ball, the fastball way outside. Now 3-1. And he's one pitch away from walking in a run here. Hitters count for Meinhofer, 3-1. Let's see how aggressive he wants to be with the bases loaded. and two down here. Big inning for the 45. Six runs already home. And they're going for more here. Here's the 3-1. It's a foul ball down the right field line out of play. It'll be a full count. So the runners will get a head start here with a full count and two outs. Big pitch here for Solano, trying to preserve the one-run deficit. They've given up six here in the bottom of the sixth, and the 45's threatening for more. Full count to Mickey Meinhofer, the shortstop and leadoff hitter tonight, against Trevor Steele. Come set, man, he's ready. Here's the full count pitch. And a foul ball out of play again. Good battle going here between Steele and Meinhofer. We'll line up and do it again, full count. Bertotti at third, Diaz at second, LeBoux at first. Mickey Meinhofer, the 12th man to bat in the inning here. 45's trying to blow this one open here, up by one with the bases loaded and two down. Biggest pitch of the game coming up here on 3-2. And he fouls another one. Good at bat here as he did well just to foul that one off. Tough pitch from Steele. Fans on the edge of their seats here. We've had a great ball game. Solano jumped out to an 8-0 lead. 45s have stormed back to take a 10-9 lead here in the bottom of the sixth, and a lot of baseball left to be played here. Another full count pitch here with two outs and the bases loaded coming to Meinhofer. And that ball was very high. He walked in a run. So Meinhofer draws the walk. Another RBI, his second RBI of the inning. That forces in Bertotti. Everybody moves up 90 feet. Bases still loaded. With two down, that's going to bring up Noah Ferguson. Ferguson's 0 for 2, but he's drawn two walks. Walked and scored earlier in the inning. Still no activity down there in the Solano bullpen, so it's Trevor Steele for better or worse here.
He's a former Wolf from Shasta High School.
He's going to get that third out come hell or high water.
Second base, number 19, Noah Ferguson.
So a big spot here for Ferguson, up 11-9. Cole 45's looking to add on to this big inning. That's a pitch down and in. Ferguson turns away and gets the call. 1-0. Two down, bases loaded. Here's the 1-0 pitch from Steele. That's in there for a strike on the outside corner, 1-1. That's a breaking ball. Good take there by Ferguson. Now 2-1. He's ahead in the count. Seventh batter faced here by Steele. He came in with two outs after the home run by Williams. Cut it to 9-8. It's now 11-9. That's a deep drive to left field. Way back to the wall, and it's going to be taken at the wall. Just missed a grand slam. That one all the way to the warning track, but Ferguson just missed a grand slam. But seven runs in the bottom of the sixth. 45s have taken the lead. It's 11-9. We head to the top of the seventh. You're listening to Cole 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Redding's own Colt 45 Baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
California BRE license number 019-45816.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months.
during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the seventh in a raucous atmosphere here at Tiger Field as the Colt 45 with seven runs in the bottom of the sixth to come back and take an 11-9 lead. Starting his fourth inning of work here in relief is Zach Morgan, the left-handed reliever out of Simpson College. He's gone three innings so far, giving up just one run. That was in the sixth. He's the pitcher of record for the 45. Stands to get a win should they be able to hold on here. First pitch is outside 1-0. Leading off this inning is Maxwell Bradley, shortstop. He's 0-for-1, but he's drawn two walks, scored once. That was in the third inning. Called strike there with a fastball to the knees from Morgan, 1-1 here. This portion of the game brought to you by Redding Kia. Kia's drive of the week, the 2016 Kia Sorento. Test drive one today at Redding Kia. That's Redding Kia, proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. That ball spoiled foul over the visiting dugout into the parking lot here. It's 1-2 here. 8-9-1 hitters for Solano on the evening. It's going to be Bradley, Connor Cole, and Nolan Burr, the top of the lineup. One, two to Bradley, and he lines one into center field. That one's going to get down. That's a leadoff single. Nice piece of hitting there by Bradley. So that'll bring up Cole with the leadoff man singling. One on, nobody out here. Cole pinch hit in the fifth and hit a single. He's 1-for-1. He's your beer batter tonight by virtue of pinch hitting for the original beer batter, Brendan Nebrezzi. Morgan throws over to first, and back is Bradley. Things started out on a dark turn here for the 45s as they went down 8-0. They've come all the way back, 11-9. Three home runs on the night, two by Ryan Williams out of Cal Baptist University. Five RBIs so far, and we're not done yet. We're just in the top of the seventh. Plenty of baseball here at Tiger Field left to be played. Morgan up 0-1. Now that ball's in the dirt. Nice job by Ignacio Diaz to keep that one in front of him and keep the runner at first base. One ball, one strike here. This is game one of a three-game series against these visiting Solano Mudcats. We'll do it again tomorrow night at 7:15 right here on KCNR. 6 o'clock for the Sunday getaway game. And then Tuesday and Wednesday of next week against the Humboldt Crabs. Swing and a miss. 1-2 here on Cole. Nice fastball there. Right under the hands by Zach Morgan. And the fans sensing another beer batter inning here. Dollar off all beers here when the beer batter strikes out for the rest of the inning. Here's a 1-2 from Morgan. And a foul tip, just barely got a piece of it. Stays alive. It's still 1-2 here. A reminder, you can get the entire schedule on ReddingColt45s.com. This is game 17 out of 45. Yours truly be calling all of them here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com. Here's another 1-2 from Morgan. And that one is fouled back.
We got another ticket, man.
Spoiled 1-2. A reminder, on July 11th, 12th, and 13th, it's the Colt 45 Summer Youth Camp. Go to ReddingColt45s.com for more information. We had one earlier this month in June, and a good time was had by all kids out there playing and learning from these great college athletes. Here's another 1-2. And just misses there. 2-2 now. Borderline pitch. Would have been a pitcher strike, but could have rung him up. Count is 2-2 now. Here's Morgan. He's ready. Runner fakes to steal, and now he stops about two steps in. Another one fouled and sounded like a sunroof or a hood to me. Count still 2-2 here. Good battle between Cole and Morgan. Runner on first, nobody out. Slide step now and a breaking ball. Good pitch. Down low in the zone and the appeal out there on the check swing. He did not go. 3-2 now. Coming up on a 9:45 here. We're in the top of the seventh of an 11-9 ball game. It's been a back and forth battle. 45 storming back to take an 11-9 lead. That ball is very high and walk issued to Cole. So good battle there, and he fights back to get the walk. So runners on first and second now with nobody out, and we're going to see Greg Cattaray come out to the mound. That might be all for Morgan.
We got another ticket, fans. 248-3811.
And it looks like we're going to have a couple moves here. We'll take a short 60-second break here on a pitching change. We'll be right back with more Colt 45's baseball here on KCNR 1460.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
We're in the top of the seventh here. Seth Kinnean out of Corona, California, and Cal Baptist University comes in relief of Zach Morgan. Morgan faced the first two hitters of the inning, single and a walk. So we've got first and second, nobody out. And Cattaray goes to his fireballing lefty, who has been absolutely lights out through the first third of the season here for the 45s. Trying to preserve this lead here in the top of the seventh. Great ball game so far. A lot of offense here. Three home runs for the 45s, two by Ryan Williams. Five RBIs, four RBI for Jared Bertotti. He's also had a two-run home run as well as a two-run single. 45 sent 13 men to the plate. In that bottom of the sixth, scored seven runs to take the lead. They're clinging to an 11-9 lead here with runners on first and second. Nobody out. Seth Kinnean getting ready to start against the top of the lineup here. It's going to be Nolan Burr, the second baseman. He's 0 for 3 tonight, drawn a walk, scored one run. Kinnean in the stretch. First pitch is a ball just a little bit low. 1-0 here. We've been impressed so far by the Corona, California lefty. 5-9, but you'd never know it from the radar gun. Here's the 1-0. Meinhofer bluffs back to second. And there's the bunt. It's going to go to Kinnean. Only play is at first. And a good one there by Burr. Moves both runners up. One out now. Runners on second and third. Score that one 1-3 on the sacrifice. Bradley to third. Cole to second. With one out here, and that's going to bring up Marcus Wise. 0-4. But three of those have been reaching on errors. He's also scored twice in the first and the second. As Solano built that 8-0 lead over the first three innings, 45s have put up 4 in the 4th, 7 in the 6th. It's 11-9. First ball is down low from Kanin there. One ball, no strikes. Strikeout situation here with runner on third and less than two outs. That's a ground ball to first. That's a foul ball. Foul ball as the ball was kicked up on a high hop and hit Bertotti's glove and glanced away. Would have been at least one run for Solano, so a break for Redding there as that one was just foul. So returning to third is Bradley. Cole goes back to second. 1-1 here. One ball, one strike, one out in a two-run ball game in the top of the seventh here. Greg Cattaray's gone to the bullpen here. Cal Baptist Seth Kanin got a sacrifice bunt for the first out of the inning and now has runners on second and third against the number two hitter Marcus Wise. One ball, one strike. Fouls it back 1-2 now. And Kanin definitely thinking strikeout here. Wise has reached three times on an error, and then he's flown out 0-4. Wise has flashed great speed here. He's also got a stolen base in addition to those two runs. And Kanin's going to step off, and Diaz is going to go out. They're going to talk about it. A couple pitches to play with here on 1-2. This part of the show brought to you by Redding Kia. Kia's Drive of the Week, the 2016 Kia Sorento. Stop by Redding Kia today and test drive one, or this weekend. Go test drive one tomorrow, then come watch the Colt 45s at 7:15 on Saturday night. As it'll be game two against the same Solano Mudcats. If it's anything like tonight, it'll be a heck of a game. Here's the 1-2. Fouled back. Just barely got a piece of it. Was Wise.
Ticket number 248-3747.
Count still 1-2 here.
3747.
Redding 11, Solano 9. But Solano threatening here with second and third and one out. 1-2 pitch coming from Kanin. Very high on the fastball. Tried to add a little velocity there. Got away from him a little bit. 2-2 now. Big at-bat here for Solano. Down two with two men on. A ground ball or a fly ball could score a run here. Kanin absolutely looking for the strikeout. Here's the 2-2. Breaking ball, and it's way outside. Easy take there for Wise. Didn't quite get on top of that one. So from 1-2 now to 3-2. Kanin gets the sign from Diaz. Comes set. Here's the full count pitch. And a breaking ball very high, so a walk there loads the bases. That does set up the double play here. So here's Driscoll. He's 0-4. Reached on an error twice. He's flown out and popped out. The base is loaded for the number three hitter, right fielder Michael Driscoll. Middle infielder shading toward the bag for double play. That's a ground ball, chopped foul down the first baseline. 0-1 here. Great game going here. It's 11-9 Redding in the top of the seventh. Kyle DeFore bringing you a KCNR 1460s presentation of College Summer League Baseball, the Boys of Summer. On the comeback trail tonight, trying to hold on to the lead now with the bases loaded. That's a ground ball to first. Slowly hit. Bertotti's going to take it. Flip to Kanin, and he is going to beat him to the bag. Run scores. That's going to be a fielder's choice. 3-1 on the putout. One RBI for Driscoll. It's now 11-10. So Bradley comes around to score. That's the 10th run of the game. 11-10 now. Cole over to third. And Wise up to second. Two down now here for the cleanup hitter, Jordan Lane. He's 2 for 3 with a walk. He's also driven in 2 runs. Breaking ball doesn't break there. Very high. 1-0. One oh count here. Second and third, 2 outs. 45's trying to preserve this lead. Swing and a miss on a fastball. Blew it right by him. Did Kanin. 1-1 here. Come set now ready. Here's the 1-1. Fouled back now 1-2. And Kanin, 1 strike away from preserving this lead here. The run from Bradley will be charged to Zach Morgan. He's also responsible for the runner at third, Connor Cole. And a beautiful breaking ball there, a check swing, but they're saying he did not go. Fans wanted a punch out here, but 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. In a 1-run ball game here, runners on second and third. Kanin gets the sign from Diaz, comes set. Here's the pitch. That ball is driven to left field, way back, and that ball is going to be off the wall on a bounce. 2 runs are going to score. It's 12-10 Solano. They've retaken the lead here with 3 runs in the top of the eighth. And Jordan Lane comes through for Solano with a 2-run single. He ends up actually staying at first there, despite the fact that he got it out to the wall. So Wise scores. Cole scores. 4 RBI on the game now here for the cleanup hitter, Jordan Lane. And it's 12-11 Solano. Based on how this game has gone, I don't think either team is going to end on that score. That'll bring up Ian Acosta now with runner on first and 2 down. Acosta 4 for 4 tonight, 3 RBI, 2 doubles, 2 singles. He's also scored twice. Thorn in the 45 side all night. Kanin with a breaking ball misses, 1-0 here. Lane at first with a modest lead. Kanin now comes set. Here's the 1-0. Very high, 2-0 here.
Last call for alcohol, fans. Last call for alcohol.
Hitters count here on Acosta, 2-0. That ball's fouled away as he's laid on the fastball, 2-1 here. Two balls, 1 strike here on Ian Acosta, the catcher. Runner on first, 2 down in the top of the 7th. Kanin kicks and fires. Swing and a miss on a high fastball. Swung right through it, 2-2 now. Here's the 2-2 from Kanin. Breaking ball down in the dirt. It kicks away from Diaz. Heading over to second now is Lane. So free 90 feet there for Solano. Full count now. Kanin now ready. Here's the full count pitch to Acosta. Called third strike. They got him. That'll end the inning, but 3 runs across here as the Solano Mudcats retake the lead. It's 12-11 Solano. Seventh inning stretch time. We head to the bottom of the 7th. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
It's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. Our great community sponsors are Russell Cleaning Service, the Shasta Athletic Club, Zach Bay State Farm Insurance, Revolve Solar, Gold Star Mortgage, Mast Roofing, Chronic Service Master, and Authority Property Management. Great community members every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock to hear what's going on. Many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform. So tune in each Saturday at 9 to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show. It's the happening place.
A pretty girl can make young men look foolish. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We had just repaired Julia's car, and she said, "I don't know anything about cars. Could a friend inspect it for me?" About that time, three young men arrived. Of course, their individual goal was to impress her by finding something wrong with the repair. The first guy said, "There is a blemish in the fender. This is not acceptable." "Yes, I see," I said. The second said, "The quarter panel is wavy. This also is not acceptable." "Yes," I agreed. The third scolded me. "If you look closely, you will see this door is perfect. This door should be the standard for the entire vehicle." I agreed, and they were surprised. We walked back to the waiting room. Julia smiled at us. I said, "Well, we looked it all over, and we all agreed. The door we repaired is perfect. Right, guys?" Yes, someone replied. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hello, at Hilltop Medical Clinic, we're here when you need us. No appointments are necessary. This gives us a unique picture of the health and the infections that are circulating in our community. Want to know if influenza has arrived in Reading? Then like our Hilltop Medical Clinic Facebook page or go to our website at hilltopmedicalclinic.com. Awareness is one of the best ways to protect the health of your family and children. Hilltop Medical Clinics, 221-1565 or 246-4629.
Do you have an aging parent who needs extra help at home? Do you have concerns about your family member driving, remembering to take medications, or eating a healthy meal? Hi, my name is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Our compassionate caregivers work in clients' homes and can help with light housekeeping, meal planning, med reminders, hygiene assistance, and much more. All staff is background checked, bonded, and insured. To make a difference in your loved one's life, call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or online at readinghomehelpers.com. When family can't do it all, your Home Helpers family can.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in the Target Shopping Center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Hunter Heath leading off the home half of the seventh here. It's 12-11 Solano. 45 sent 13 men to the plate in their last inning as they put up seven runs to take the lead 11-9. Heath up 2-0 here as Trevor Steele quickly behind in the count. It's going to be Heath Williams Sutton in the seventh here to get it started. Williams hit a three-run homer last inning, part of that seven-run inning. It's 3-0 here on Heath now. We'll see if he's got the green light here on 3-0, taken all the way. It's in there for a strike, 3-1. That ball is at the knees now, 3-2. So from 3-0 back to 3-2, we got a full count. Heath is 1-for-4 tonight, doubled and scored in that fourth inning where they scored four runs. Scored on the first Ryan Williams home run. That's a line drive down the right field line, just a little bit out in front of it. As it's foul. Update on the Giants score if you don't want to know. Earmuffs. For about 10 seconds, 5-2 Giants, top of the eighth, as they just keep on rolling, 11 out of their last 12 games. If the Dodgers weren't playing so well right now, they'd be running away with the West. 3-2 pitch here to Heath. He fouls that one out of play. We'll line up and do it again. A's have stormed back, and they now lead 7-4 over the Angels in Anaheim. Yeah, that's in the bottom of the eighth there. John Axford on the mound for Oakland. Jake Peavy, the starter tonight for the Giants, is now 5-3. Corey Guerin now in the game for the Gigantes. 3-2 now. As Heath has a good battle going here to lead off the inning with Trevor Steele. And that ball very high. Leadoff walk here. And the tying run is aboard here in the bottom of the seventh. For Ryan Williams. And he's been a one-man wrecking crew tonight. A single in the first, a two-run home run in the fourth, and a three-run home run in the sixth. He's 3-for-4. 5 RBIs. And we'll see if they even give him anything to hit here or try to, in effect, pitch around him. I think you take your chances with the guys behind him based on how locked in he's been here tonight. Even that first inning single hat was loud contact. He has not had a cheapie tonight. That ball very high on the fastball. Up around the shoulders, 1-0. This portion of the game brought to you by Redding Kia. Kia's drive of the week, the 2016 Kia Sorento. Test drive one today at Redding Kia. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. Here's the 1-0. That ball also very high. 2-0 here. And it's not advisable to get in a fastball count to Ryan Williams, especially not tonight. He leads the team in home runs, adding 2 to his total here, leading the team with 5 home runs in just our 17th game here. The 2-0 Steele delivers, and looks like time was called at the very last second as he aborted his windup there. Heath on first after a leadoff walk. Ryan Williams up 2-0 here. That ball is popped very high on the infield. That's going to be taken at shortstop. Score that one a pop out to number 6. So Williams is retired. That'll bring up Sean Sutton. 1-for-2 with a single. He's also walked twice and scored 2 runs, so he's been on base 3 out of 4 times tonight. Tying run at first, Sutton would represent the go-ahead run here. The left-handed Sutton with a big hole on the right side, runner being held on at first against the righty Steele here. First pitch of the at-bat is just a bit high or outside one or the other. It's 1-0. Perhaps a little bit of both. Heath takes his lead off first. Now stretches it out a little more. Here's the 1-0. That ball very high and outside. Easy take there for Sutton, 2-0 here. So Steele living dangerously here. Been in behind on the last two hitters, the cleanup hitter and the number 5 hitter, 2-0. Got away with it to Williams. Got him to pop out to short for the first out of the inning, but you don't want to put yourself in fastball counts on a regular basis here, especially not against the middle of the lineup here. 2-0. That ball's down in the dirt. Nice job there by Acosta. They even keep that one from skipping to the backstop. 3-0 now. Max Modeste on deck. He's 2-for-4 with 2 singles. Also scored a run in that big 6th inning where the 45s had 7 runs as they took the lead 11-9. Currently trailing 12-11. At the line drive and off the glove of the first baseman, and Heath doesn't know where the ball is. And he's going to be thrown out at second base and a tough play. No!
Oh, my gosh.
A wild play there as Sutton hit a line drive to the first baseman. Heath thought he caught the ball. It actually skipped off his glove into right field. Right fielder had him dead to rights if he made a good throw there, but it was in the dirt, skipped past the second baseman, and everybody's safe. That's going to be a single for Sutton. Heath all the way up to second. And that's a terrible feeling as a base runner when you don't know where the ball is and you don't know which direction you need to go, but he's on second. And the worst for wear. That's a single for Sutton. 2-for-3 now with 2 walks. He's been on base 4 times tonight. And here's Modeste. We talked to Jake Taylor and Sean Sutton, his teammates at Seattle University. They both said he's got more pop than either one of them, and we've been impressed so far with Jake Taylor. He's got a home run on the season, hit a grand slam in his first start a couple weekends ago against the Reading Tigers. Sutton flashed extra base power here early on as well in his first few games. It's an 0-1 count here on Max. One out, runners on first and second. 45's in business here. Tying run in scoring position. That's a breaking ball very high. 1-1. On deck is Bertotti. He's 2-for-4 with 4 RBIs himself, including a home run in that fourth inning. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swinging and a foul tip. 1-2 now. Left fielder Max Modeste. Left-handed hitter Bertotti is on deck, the switch hitter. So three straight lefties here against the righty. Steele. Swing and a miss. He struck him out on the high fastball. Chased one there. That's going to bring up Bertotti. Two down now. Runners on first and second. In another RBI spot here for the Simpson Redhawks first baseman. Two-run homer was hit right-handed. The two-run single in the sixth hit left-handed right up the middle. He can tie up the game here with a single. Can put the 45s in the lead if he can put one in the gap. That's a chopper over the first baseman's glove, and it's going to kick into right field. Coming around to score, this game is tied. Hunter Heath running on contact. And nicely done there by Bertotti as he hit the chopper and just over the head of the first baseman, Jordan Lane, as it kicked off his glove. That's an RBI single. This game is tied 12-12. And I wouldn't take any odds you give me that either one of these teams is going to finish on 12. Fifth RBI of the night for Jared Bertotti. Have a game, Jared Bertotti. Third hit of the night. He stands on first, runners on first and third. Sutton all the way to third on that play. He represents the go-ahead run. And Ignacio Diaz steps in now. He's 2-for-3. He's also been hit by a pitch. Both of his hits doubles. He's also scored a run. Full stat sheet here tonight on a 12-12 slugfest in the bottom of the eighth. Go ahead, run at third base, just 90 feet away for Ignacio Diaz. He watches one down below the zone. It's 1-1 here. So for the second straight inning, Ignacio Diaz is going to have a chance to hit with runners on here. Here's the 1-1 pitch to the UC Davis Aggie. That ball is fouled out of play down the right side. 1-2 now. And it's always fun to listen on a foul ball toward the parking lot, that moment of silence where the crowd waits for the sound. Whether it's going to be a thud or a crash. 1-2 count here as Diaz fought that one off. One run already across here. We're in a tie ball game, 12-12 in the bottom of the seventh. Swing and a miss. He struck him out on a high fastball. Diaz goes down for the third out of the inning. But one run ties it up. We head to the top of the eighth of a 12-12 tie. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Calling all beer lovers, Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay is the summer event for you. On June 24th, celebrate the solstice at the Sundial Bridge with beer from some of Northern California's favorite breweries. Join us for live music, tasty food, and activities like cornhole and make and take your own coaster. Tickets are $10 for Turtle Bay members and $12 for non-members and includes your first full beer. Sponsored by Reading Distributing, this 21 and over event is sure to sell out, so buy your tickets now. Visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful? Wings of Summer Butterflies opens at Turtle Bay for a limited engagement again this summer. From May 1st to July 10th, you can observe hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil, enclosed garden. Up to 32 species of butterflies will arrive as chrysalis and will enclose in the butterfly house. You can witness this magical experience or even release your own butterfly for just a dollar. The Butterfly House is open daily starting May 1st. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Dandelion. Unique gifts and clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Top of the eighth here in a 12-12 tie. Seth Canine getting ready to start the eighth inning for the Colt 45s. First pitch is in there for a strike. That ball is served out into right. Right at Hunter Heath. Doesn't even have to move. Perfect positioning there. My right fielder, Hunter Heath, as he just kind of leaned one way and then said, nope, don't really need to move. Just going to make the play. So fly out to number 9 if you're scoring at home. That'll bring up Marshall. That was Ontiveros on the fly out. There's Cody Marshall. He's 1-for-4 with a single. Also struck out twice and grounded into a double play. First pitch inside for ball 1-0. Seth Canine came in the seventh in relief of Zach Martin. That's on there for a strike at the knees, 1-1 now. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Kia. Kia's Drive of the Week, the 2016 Sereno. That ball is fouled off down the right side now, 2-2. Test drive a 2016 Kia Sereno today at Redding Kia. That's Redding Kia, proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on the radio. This is game 17 out of 45, game one of a three-game series against these Solano Mudcats, and it's been a good one. We're tied up 12-12 in the top of the eighth. Full count here with one out and nobody on to the number seven hitter, Cody Marshall. Left fielder swing and check swing, and he went around. So that is a strikeout for Seth Canine. His second of the night. And with two outs and nobody on, that's going to bring up Bradley. .45's going for their first 1-2-3 inning of the night. It's been a struggle and an offensive slugfest here. 45's had one inning where they faced four batters. Rolled a double play in the fourth. That ball is down low, 1-1 here. First pitch was fouled away by Bradley. That one misses low. Doing one now as that one misses. That ball's fouled away, 2-2 now. Two balls, two strikes, two outs here. Nobody on. Seth Canine. Fires, that one's a little bit low. 3-2 now. Full count on Bradley. 1-for-2. He's also walked twice. That one hit was a single. He scored two runs. That's a little bloop out into right field, and taking it is Bertotti. Nicely done. Score that, a pop out to number 3. 1-2-3 inning for the 45s. First one all night. Couldn't come at a better time. We head to the bottom of the eighth here in a 12-12 tie. You're listening to Colt 45's baseball on KCNR 1460.
Dignity Health presents the 10th annual Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style, June 25th at the historic Cascade Theater. For 10 years, community leaders have danced to support survivors of domestic and sexual abuse and their children. One Safe Place invites you to join the cast of 2016 as they compete for the coveted Champions Trophy. Get your tickets for the show and vote for your favorite dancer at ospshasta.org or call 244-0118. Sponsored by Record Searchlight, O2 Employment Services, and Simpson University.
Hi, I'm Cody Titus with Properties by Merit. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you can count on me to get the best results. Not only do I represent both residential and land, but I also specialize in rural properties and ranches. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become a reality. Call or text me today, Cody Titus, at 209-0721.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the eighth from Tiger Field. The game of the year so far, 12-12 in the bottom of the eighth. It's going to be the 9-1-2 hitters for your Reading Colt 45s, Austin LeBou, Mickey Meinhofer, and Noah Ferguson, your third baseman, shortstop, and second baseman in that order.
Austin LeBou.
LeBou is 3-for-4 tonight, two doubles and a single. He's also scored a run. First pitch misses 1-0. Steele in for another inning here. That ball is served down in the center, sinking fast. It looks like it's going to drop, and it will. So LeBou, with some good karma there, that ball jammed him, but it's right out in the center field, and that duck found a pond. Looks like he hit it with a newspaper, but it's a line drive in the box score. So LeBou leads off with a single. He's the go-ahead run here in the bottom of the eighth, and that's going to bring up the top of the lineup, Mickey Meinhofer. We'll see if Greg Cattaray wants to put something on here. LeBou runs well. Meinhofer is 1-for-5 tonight. He's got a single and two RBIs. And he tries to bunt. That's down the third baseline. It's going to be foul. 0-1 here. So Cattaray trying to manufacture a run here and get a man in scoring position with less than two out. Count is 0-1 here on Mickey Meinhofer. Trevor Steele relieved in the sixth with two outs, got the final out of that inning. Pitched the seventh inning, gave up one run. That's where we stand right now, 12-12. Here's the 0-1 to Meinhofer. He squares around again. That one's very high. Pulls it back, 1-1 now. This portion of the game brought to you by Redding Kia. Test drive the 2016 Kia Sorento today. They're Kia's drive of the week. That's Redding Kia, proud sponsors of the Redding Colt 45s here on KCNR. Here's the 1-1. Meinhofer squaring to bunt again. And he gets it down, and it's a good one down the third base side. Only play is going to be at first. It's going to be close, and he's safe at first base as Steele juggled it just a bit. And that extra second was all Meinhofer needed as he was chugging down the line. Good hustle there by Mickey, and that's going to be a bunt single. Now we're going to call out an E1, actually. 45. Error on the pitcher, so.
Second baseman number 19, Noah Ferguson.
So Meinhofer reaches on an error. He's on first. LeBou to second. Still nobody out here. And that's going to bring up Ferguson. Ferguson's 0-for-3. He's drawn two walks. And he lays down a bunt. And it's a beauty down the third baseline. An absolutely perfect bunt by Noah Ferguson. That's a clean hit. as he deadened that one perfectly. It went about 25 feet up the line. Nobody had a play on it but the pitcher, and by the time he got to it, all he could do is take a bite out of it. Ferguson beats it out easily. Base is loaded here.
345, Oklahoma Baptist University, right number 31, Hunter Heath.
So here's Hunter Heath. A bloop single, an error on a bunt, and a bunt single. They haven't hit it hard, but it doesn't matter. Base is loaded here with nobody out. 45 is threatening here to take the lead in the bottom of the eighth. What a ball game here so far tonight. Fans getting their money's worth. Just $5 a ticket for every game here. You can get the entire schedule on ReddingColt45s.com. And if the rest of this series is anything like tonight, it's going to be a heck of a weekend. This is game one of a three-game series against Solano here, and Hunter Heath swings and misses on the first pitch. Bases loaded here. LeBou at third, Meinhofer at second, Ferguson at first. Hunter Heath, the right fielder, number three hitter. He's 1-for-4 with a double and a walk. He's also scored a run. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss, 0-2. And Steele quickly ahead in the count here. On deck is Williams. 3-for-5 with 2 home runs, 5 RBIs. And almost a certainty he's going to get a chance to hit with here with men on scoring position as well. Hunter Heath down 0-2. Infield has been brought in here. The 0-2, that ball very high. 1-2, easy take. One ball and two strike here on Heath. Big hole up the middle. As the shortstop and second baseman both kind of cheating towards the edges a little bit. That's a ball outside. Good take there by Heath. Very close. Catcher held it for an extra half second to give the umpire a chance to rethink whether he wanted to ring him up on the called third strike there, but it's 2-2 instead. A thankless job there behind the plate, taking a lot of abuse. Tough on the knees. Acosta has comported himself well. 4-for-5 tonight. He's been the best offensive player as well. That ball very high now. 3-2. And the 45s with the bases loaded, nobody out, have a full count here. They're one ball away from being given the lead on a walk. And Heath, with a good at-bat here, has worked it back from no balls and two strikes to force it full. Big pitch here. From Steele, here's the full count. Swing and a miss, he struck him out. And Heath goes down for the third time tonight. That'll bring up Ryan Williams. As I mentioned, 3-for-5, single, home run. He's also struck out and popped out. 5 runs batted in thus far, and a chance for several more here.
Center field number 34, Ryan Williams.
Cal Baptist University outfielder Ryan Williams steps in a big spot here with a chance to give his team the lead. He's been the player of the game so far, without a doubt. With one out and the bases loaded. Stands in here. Here's the first pitch of the at-bat. Swing and a miss, and he took a big cut there on the fastball. Swung underneath it. 0-1. Here's the no-ball, one-strike pitch to Williams. Called 0-2. That one's there at the knees. Infield still in here with only one down. LeBou at third, Meinhofer at second, Ferguson at first. Still just one down here in the bottom of the eighth. That ball is driven very high out to center field. This might be deep enough to score the runner. LeBou is going to tag. Here he comes. Here comes the throw. They're going to throw it to third, so the run's going to score. Heading to third is Meinhofer, and the 45s have taken the lead. Ryan Williams comes through with a sack fly to center. It's 13-12 Reading. What a ball game here. So Meinhofer moves over to third. Ferguson stays put at first. Labou comes around to score. Two down now here for Sean Sutton. One run lead for the 45s, and they're looking for more insurance. Pardon me, Ferguson did make it up to second as that throw went to third. So runners on second and third now with two down. Infield now returns to normal depth. And Sutton with two ducks on the pond in scoring position with two down. First pitch misses outside, 1-0. Sutton's grounded out, has two singles and two walks. He's been on base four out of five times tonight, 2 for 3. He's also scored twice. Only thing missing from his stat line is an RBI, and he's got a good shot at two of them here. Here's the 1-0. That ball is popped up down the left field line. Should be playable at third base over there, and it is. That'll end the inning. But one run across here on the sack fly by Ryan Williams is sixth RBI of the night. 45s take the lead 13-12. We head to the top of the ninth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Redding at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet. Let's go
summer! Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
We're in the top of the ninth here. Seth Kinnean in line for the win here as the 45s are taking the lead in the bottom of the eighth. It's 13-12. He's up a quick 0-2 here on Cole. Connor Cole, the nine hitter. 1-for-1 with a single and a walk. Called third strike. He struck him out on three pitches. Beautiful display there by Seth Kadeen. So here's Nolan Burr with one out and nobody on. He's lined out, walked, struck out, hit into a fielder's choice, and has a sacrifice bunt. He scored one run tonight. That's a line drive right back to the fence. 0-1 here. Tonight's game brought to you by Redding Kia, and what a game it's been. Kia's drive of the week is the 2016 Kia Sorento. Test drive one today at Redding Kia. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s. We appreciate them making college summer league baseball here available on KCNR 1460. Here's the 0-1. That's a swing and a foul ball there as well. A quick 0-2 here by Kinnean. Wasting no time going right after these Solano Mudcats hitters. If you're just joining us, Solano jumped out to an 8-0 lead in the third inning, and the 45 stormed all the way back. It's been a back-and-forth battle here, 13-12, as that one's out in front of the plate in the dirt. 1-2 now. Burr, the leadoff hitter.
We'd like to wish Rick Morgan a very happy
50th. 0-for-3 with a walk and a sacrifice. Marcus Wise is on deck. He will hit next. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Second straight strikeout for Kinnean.
Now that is
with two down here and nobody on, as Kanin has set the first two men on the inning here down on strikes. And the last hope for Solano here is Marcus Wise. Wise has reached on an error three separate times, also walked and scored a run. He scored three runs altogether. He's also flown out. Officially 0 for 4 with a walk. First pitch is a strike there. At the knees with a fastball. Kanin wasted no time swinging and a foul ball back. It's 0-2. And Solano's down to their last strike here. This would be an amazing comeback win here for the 45s. Seth Kanin already ready to go on the rubber. He can't pitch that ball soon enough. 0-2 on Marcus Wise. Trying to keep the Solano Mudcats hopes alive here in the top of the ninth. Shakes off his catcher Diaz. Now gets the sign and kicks and fires. That's a ground ball up the middle, and that's going to be a base hit by Wise on an 0-2 pitch. Nice piece of hitting there by Wise. And the tying run is aboard here for Solano. That's going to bring up Driscoll. He's 0 for 5 tonight. He's reached on an error twice. Also drove in a run on a fielder's choice. He scored two runs. So Kanin the lefty against Driscoll the righty here with two down, runner on first. That's a line drive right at second base. Ferguson makes it, and that's the ball game. Takes it on one hop, 4-3 on the put out, and the 45s win a barn burner, 13-12. Yes, that score is correct, 13-12. Four runs in the fourth, seven in the sixth, one each in the seventh and the eighth, as they came back on more than one occasion to win this game, 13-12. We're going to take a short break here. We'll be back in a few moments with your Colt 45 postgame show. Whew, got to take a breath. We'll be right back here on KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours, and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday, I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning, it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Reading Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Reading.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Reading Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and ReadingKia.com.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Are you looking to diversify your retirement with gold and silver, but not sure about the high-pressure salespeople on an 800 number? You'll find honest, straightforward answers to all of your questions with the local staff at the Gold Mart, with no additional charge, fee, or commission added to your purchase. See just how easy purchasing gold and silver can be with the help of your hometown professionals at the Gold Mart. Call 221-4653 to make an appointment or stop by today. The Gold Mart, down in Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Just catching our breath here at Tiger Field. The game of the year so far as the Reading Colt 45s win 13-12. That's not a misstatement. It actually was 13-12 tonight. And we've got our co-players of the game here tonight, Ryan Williams and Jared Bertotti. First, Ryan, 8-0 in the third inning. You guys are down and you just got to start chipping away at that point. You guys have a four spot in the fourth as you hit a two-run home run that I don't know if it's come down yet, and I think it might still be in orbit somewhere up around Eugene. But your line here tonight, 3-for-5, two home runs, two runs, six RBI. You followed up that home run in the fourth with a three-run jack in the sixth, and you had the game-winning RBI with a sac fly in the bottom of the eighth to put the team up 13-12. Have you ever been a part of a game like that where you're down that much and it's back and forth? And you actually came back and took the lead and then had to come back again down. You're up 11-9, then they came back 12-11. Have you ever been part of a game like that? And how much fun was that to play in? It was a whole heck of a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, no, I've never been in a game like that. It was just electric in the air for sure. It's just a ton of fun as to watch our guys get pumped up. If we had to stay pumped up, it was great.
Yeah, great crowd here tonight on a Friday night, a game one of a three-game series. And if the rest of the series is anything like tonight, we're in for a long weekend here. First pitch was 7:15 tonight. It's just a little bit shy of a 10:45, but an absolutely phenomenal game. Again, 3-for-5, Ryan Williams here, and played a solid center field out there as well. Now, you guys batted around two separate innings. You had 13 guys sent to the plate in that seven-run seventh where it seemed like everybody was just finding a way to get on base, or the ball was dropping in, even if it wasn't hit very hard. When it gets contagious like that, is there just a feeling like you don't want to be the guy to make an out in an inning like that?
No, the main thing was the energy. We just needed one guy to start it, and as soon as it got going, we trusted each other to get the job done. But yeah, it's nice when they keep falling. You just trust yourself because you trust your teammates as well.
Yeah, Ignacio Diaz led off that inning with a double. He and he was the first man to bat there, and it went double, RBI fielder's choice there by Meinhofer, and then a walk, and an incredible offensive display here tonight, and you needed every inch of it as it was 13-12 final score here. Anybody you want to say hi to at home or back at school?
No, my mom usually doesn't listen to these because I haven't told her yet. My dad's in a foreign country, so no, I mean, just hi to anybody that's listening. Thank you, fans, for coming out.
Well, the good news is on KCNR1460.com, you can get it all around the world streaming online so dad and mom can listen there. You got to send them the link there. You can, if they're out of the area here on 1460 AM, you can definitely get it at KCNR1460.com. Ryan Williams with the offensive game of the year, leading the team with 5 home runs on the season with 2 big flies tonight. Both of them served up into the netting there in left field. We want to welcome in our co-player of the game here, also Jared Bertotti. In that fourth inning, right after Ryan went deep, Sean Sutton gets on base with a single. Max strikes out, and then you step up and right-handed hit your first home run of the year. Do you feel more comfortable left-handed or right-handed batting up there?
That's really debatable, honestly. Right-handed, I definitely just feel like I have a lot more pop, where left-handed, I see the ball better and have a lot more control of it.
So an average hitter, a batting average guy from the left side and a power guy from the right side, and you flex that muscle there in that fourth inning as you and Ryan, not back-to-back, but both first time all year that 2 home runs in the same inning for the 45s here. You had a 2-run single later batting left-handed in the sixth inning, and then you had another RBI single in the seventh. Total line 3-for-5, 1 home run, 2 runs, 5 RBI, best game of the year. So far, offensively for the team, and other than that 24-4 walkover against the Tigers a few weekends ago, but you needed every bit of it tonight. Were you seeing the ball? What were you seeing up there from the starter, the lefty, and then once you got into the bullpen a little bit when you batted left-handed, what were you seeing up there from the starter, first of all?
Mostly just he's feeding away, working pretty well. And I was basically just kind of sat back and hopefully just kind of waited for a pitch to see and made sure I barreled it up, man.
Yeah, and so the 45s had just 2 batters over the minimum through the first 3 innings, and then that 4-run eruption in the fourth and 7 in the sixth, and they ended up needing every one of those 13 runs here. Our co-players of the game tonight, Jared Bertotti and Ryan Williams. Jared, I know you're at Simpson here, so it's not necessarily somebody back home you can say hi to, but to anybody you want to say hi to that's listening tonight?
Basically just all the boys. My dad ended up not being here tonight, so I want to let him know I love him and happy to do something good.
Well, if your dad doesn't show up and it means you hit a home run, then maybe that's something we can roll with there. If dad doesn't show up and he goes deep, you know, I had one home run in my entire Little League career, and it was the one game my dad didn't go to either. I've never let him hear the end of it. So, Mr. Bertotti, stay away until Jared cools off a little bit. If he goes 3-for-5 every night, you can just listen here on KCNR 1460. Our co-players of the game tonight, once again, a 13-12 come-from-behind victory. More than one come-from-behind comeback here as the 45s win a slugfest 13-12. 3 home runs tonight, and the 2 players of the game combined to go 6-for-10 with 3 home runs, 4 runs scored, and 11 of the 13 runs batted in. The Bash Brothers here tonight, the Bertotti and Williams, getting it done with the lumber. Final score 13-12 for my engineer in the studio, Jared King. Our sponsors, Kia, Motors of Redding, and Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Want to thank everybody for listening here. We got another game tomorrow night at 7:15, and if I was telling the guys here before the before we started talking the postgame show, if the other games are anything like tonight, where it's going to be a long weekend here, but an absolutely phenomenal game of the year here so far tonight. Tune in again tomorrow. If you can't make it down to the park here, $5 a ticket, best $5 you'll spend all summer long. Get the entire schedule on ReddingColt45s.com. But if you can't make it down here, definitely tune in on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com. First pitch tomorrow night at 7:15. We'll see you then. Have a great night, everybody.
Thank you. questions for free. So stop worrying about federal student loan payments. This information can change your life. Call 800-506-5810. That's 800-506-5810. Not available in North Dakota. Wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call 800-506-5810. That's 800-506-5810.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
Call today.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-866-984-6994 or go to cleanwater123.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-866-984-6994, 1-866-984-6994, or go to cleanwater123.com. That's cleanwater123.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Have something to say, but no time to talk? Send us an email, brandmeiershow@gmail.com.
What's the deal with emails anyway?
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Oh, I see this email.
Email brandmeiershow@gmail.com. Brandmeier, brandmeiershow@gmail.com. Hey, Johnny, today is my parents' 50th wedding anniversary. They live in Tucson, and next month they are taking the entire family to Sydney, Australia. That's 12 of us.
Whoa.
Yeah. They lived in Chicago for years. They retired in Tucson 15 years ago. They always say, to our Valley of the Loons people listening, they always say, that Phoenix and that area, you know, the Valley of the Loons, Mesa, Scottsdale, it is basically like the second Chicago. I've gone to Phoenix, gone to like a bar and Mastro's or what have you, and hey, Johnny B., how's it going? Hey, how you doing? Great. And then that guy over there is from Chicago over here. It's amazing, really.
And many of them gangsters.
Many of them are gangsters indeed. What up, gangsters? They'd love to hear from you. I'd like to give them a huge shout-out on the show. Dial that number in Tucson, Arizona, and I'll see if I can wish them the love. 50th wedding anniversary. Wow. I don't know why people always clap for that. Should we clap for that?
It's an accomplishment, I guess. Staying with one person for 50 years.
Okay, now what is the accomplishment of that? Are we supposed to make that an... Is that really something that we should be an accomplishment?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Why is that
Hello.
Hey, is your name Jeff?
It is.
Hey, you have a wife named Marcia?
I do.
Yes, do you have a daughter? Let me see. I'm not sure if it's... do you have a son named David Wadley?
Yes.
Yeah, I am Jonathan Brandmeier. That guy over there is Buzz Kilman, and we are calling to wish you a happy 50th wedding anniversary.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Yeah! Da, da, da. Happy anniversary. Hey, wait a minute. We were just talking. What's your name? Jeff, right?
Yes, it's Jeff.
Okay, now we are you on speakerphone?
Yeah, I'll get off.
No, that's okay. You sound great. So who's that in the background? Is that the lovely lady, the missus?
That's my bride.
Oh, hey, Marcia C. Buzz, he still calls her his bride. But here was what I was saying, to be honest. Jeff, you're celebrating your 50th wedding anniversary. And I said, why are we, is that, and Buzz said, that's an accomplishment. And I said, why do you celebrate that? You know, I've been married a long time. And I'm going, well, is that should I be applauded for that? Why do you think, is it an accomplishment?
Yeah, it is. It is to stay together that long without
killing each other.
Yeah,
without killing each other. Okay, wait a minute. I want to say here in this church today, Jeff and Marcia Wadley in Tucson, Arizona, they have stayed together for 50 years without killing each other.
That is fantastic. Because as soon as you kill each other, the marriage is over.
Then there's no calls from us or anyone else, no accomplishment.
Except
the top. Wow. Hey,
well,
would you guys...
It's a ride for 50 years, and now we can look forward to the next...
When did you decide to leave the next 50 years?
The next 50, whatever. You got to be optimistic. You know?
You know the old joke, and I've told it a million times, but I want you to use it, Jeff, because it's great. You'll probably see a lot of friends out there running around. Maybe you'll head out to some bar or club. What are you going to do? Wait, what are you going to do tonight to celebrate?
Well.
Oh, yeah, I see where Marcia's going to answer, not you. I get it. Go ahead. Marcia knows what you're going to do. Yeah, I'll tell you what we're going to do, Jeff. That's at my house. Go ahead.
That's how you keep it together.
That's what, let Marcia talk. Okay, Marcia, what are you going to do tonight?
Probably nothing. It's too hot out here to do much of anything.
Yeah, you guys are living right now in a convection oven, but come January, man, it's beautiful, right?
Yep. It is very nice.
When did you guys decide to say that Tucson's the place to go? Did you check all the other areas in the valley, and then Phoenix and Mesa and Scottsdale, et cetera, Paradise Valley, Troon North, all beautiful?
Yes, we did, and we settled here, and we've lived here for the same house for a long time, and we're still going to live here, according to me, but...
Yeah, you heard me, Jeff. We're still living.
I just wanted to tell you, you know, before I got married, I was 6 foot six. For some reason, I'm down to about 5 foot
six.
So, yeah. I don't know what happened. Age or marriage.
Now, wait a minute. Was that a joke you were trying to do? Just say it again. When you got married, you were 6 foot six, and now what?
I'm down to about 5'8", 5'9".
Right. So the other joke you could say is that you were married for 50 years, but it feels like 50 minutes, pause, underwater. You know, Jeff told me the other day here that he said he's been married for 50 years. But he said, Reverend, it feels like 50 minutes to me, underwater. Hey, now we also heard your David Wadley. Your kid, David Wadley, he still works at Human Resources. He's a business partner there in Chicago, right?
He works in Human Resources, yes.
Says here you, the lovely 50th wedding anniversary couple, Jeff and Marcia Wadley, you're going to take them to Sydney, Australia, and there's 12 of them.
Yes.
Oh, man.
My daughter-in-law's parents are... celebrating their 50th this year, so there's 12 of us. We're going to go to Sydney, Australia, and enjoy a nice week there.
Yes.
That's
like herding cats.
You're doing what?
He said it's been like herding cats to get everybody together.
Yeah. Hey, let me tell you something. I did it, you guys. I did it. I took my family, entire family, which is 6 kids, in-laws, everybody, to Italy.
Oh.
Let me tell you, this is one, just the tip. Never veer off the schedule. Have a schedule, let them have free time, but never veer off it or you're going to lose those cats.
We do have a schedule. Yeah, that's a good idea.
You see what I mean? You got to really keep it on a keep them on a tight rein.
Yeah.
Well, you want me to go along with you and help you out?
Sure.
Making it even 13.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, listen, seriously, congratulations to you, Jeff and Marcia Wadley. The 50th anniversary, there you are in Tucson, Arizona, I believe. And we couldn't be happier for you. Sounds like you got a great family. I'm being serious. Congratulations to you, and I hope you have another 50.
Thank you so much. It was very nice of you to do this.
We used to listen to you many years ago in Chicago. So
you know, you can still listen to me. I'm also on in Phoenix, and you can hear me at BrandmeierShow.com. But don't worry about that today. Just stay in love.
Okay. Hey, thank you for calling.
Thank you, guys. You sound like a great couple. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
There it is. That's true love right there.
Yeah.
50 years. Yeah, you see that? How you do it? You just stay there in Tucson. And I'll stay here in Chicago. You stay there. Separate beds, baby. Jeff and Marshall Wadley.
Jonathan Brandmeier.
Attention, parents. Reading School of the Arts is excited to announce the start of the Virtual School for the North State Community. This virtual independent study program for Shasta and neighboring counties will include students in grades kindergarten through eighth grade, and it supports immunized and non-immunized families. Reading School of the Arts will offer a superior educational program to meet the following goals: an alternative learning opportunity to traditional brick-and-mortar institutions, a tailored program that meets state standards, outstanding credentialed teachers, enrichment and tutoring on and off campus, and it's all part of a tuition-free public charter school. For more information, visit rsarts.org. That's rsarts.org. Or call us at 530-247-6933. That's 247-6933.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump says Britain's decision to leave the European Union is precedent-setting.
This was one of the big votes in the history of Europe and Scotland and everywhere.
Trump says he found out about Britain's decision to leave the EU as he was arriving in Scotland.
It was very exciting coming in, and we were landing, and we had just heard the results. So I wish everybody a lot of luck. I think that it's purely historic.
Now that Britain has voted to leave the European Union, some analysts are comparing the process for departing to a divorce. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders says his campaign representatives are working to make sure issues important to his supporters will be a part of the party platform at next month's Democratic convention.
We have five great people on the platform committee who are going to fight for a people's platform in the Democratic convention.
Sanders is all but dropped out of the race. House Speaker Paul Ryan is accusing Democrats of conducting a political stunt.